Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Prayer and Encouragement for the week ending February 20th, 2021. Father, thank you. Thank you for bringing us here. And here in the rolling hills of Tennessee, thank you for bringing us through winter. We've had a brief time of actual beautiful winter, but Lord, we remember all those in the path of the storm that has come through, bringing winter into regions that are not typically prepared. We reach out with our hearts toward those who are suffering right now. And there's always suffering in the world. This is a storm that's come through, but there are storms in the world, in the weather, and in life all over the place. And so this is one of the reasons we come together. To stay in each other's stories, to help each other know that we're not alone. We're here. We're here for each other. And it's not just us. It's not that we're just here for each other. It's that you hover over everything that we do. You are within us and around us. And so we join hearts together and we join ourselves to your spirit and ask, come Holy Spirit, into this time, a time of rejoicing, certainly, over all of the things that you are doing and bringing us out of, but also a time of intercession, because some of us are entering the storm and some of us are in the middle of the wilderness. And sometimes when the storm is blowing, we can't see that we're not alone. It doesn't feel like we're not alone. It feels anything but that. It feels like we're all alone. And yet we come together to remind ourselves we are never alone. So come, Holy Spirit, into this time, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Standing Firm from South Carolina. I just leaving a wonderful meal with my wife. We're doing Valentine's on a Friday night. I'm heading home, following her home from a city not far from where we live. We kind of live out in the sticks, so it takes a little while to get anywhere. But anyway, I'm calling because we're leaving a message. I'm very concerned about deception. Living in a world of deception, if you're not grounded, you can get very much sucked in to what's going on, and that's deception. Be grounded in the gospel. Be grounded in truth. Be grounded in the word. Know what it is you're reading and hearing. If it's not lining up with his word, then don't believe it. Just because somebody feels happy, says it's good, looks good. Remember, Satan appears as light and can deceive you. Be careful. Ask for wisdom from Lord God, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Ask for wisdom from him. Seek him and you'll find him. I'm just, like I said, I'm burdened about deception going on in our world. And I love you guys. Praise God. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community Chronological. This is Diane Olive Brown, one of many encouragers. And it is February the 13th, I guess it's almost Saturday morning, but it's like 11:57, 3 minutes before Saturday morning, 2021. And I say, shalom, shalom, put my log on the fire and join with everybody. And I'm so grateful And I'm so thankful for Jill and Brian and Ezekiel and the whole family. And so we went through the intentionality of God and how he made sure that every single detail that he wanted the altar to be like and what he wanted to be said. And she compared it with her daughter-in-law's wedding and her son, Christian, their wedding. And it just made me realize this is important to God, being in his presence, coming before him, spending time with him. It's very important, and we need to be intentional about our time with him. So I'm so grateful, and I'm so thankful, and I love you all. Shalom, shalom.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Paula, the child advocate from the LA area, calling. I have a couple of praise reports that I'd like to say today and thank God for. The first one is for our daughter, Allie, who gave birth on Monday to a very healthy little baby girl. I asked for prayers for her a few months ago because she had a condition called cholestasis, which is a liver condition that can be very, very dangerous for the baby. But she was induced a month early, and the baby was a healthy weight and just came home from the hospital after like one night and is doing so well. So I thank you all for your prayers, and I thank God for his goodness. And the other praise report is, over the years, I've talked to you a little bit about the children that I advocate for, the foster kids. And the last 6 years, my husband and I have been advocating for a family of five children. And at the end of January, their case actually closed, and they are now in a wonderful home with an aunt. And she has become their guardian, and it just couldn't be a better outcome. So thank you all so much for praying for them, and if you would continue to pray for all kids in foster care. It's a hard life. It really is. Many of them are still seeing their parents in visitation, but parents are not able to have custody of them. So they're torn. They're still very torn. Anyway, I want to say thank you. Thank you to God. And I love hearing all your prayers. Welcome to all the new listeners, and may God bless you all. Bye for now from Los Angeles. Bye.
Hi, my name is Roxanne, calling from Greenville, North Carolina. I just want to bring some encouragement to Latasha and pray for her. She called in, I guess, on the 8th, I think. She has two babies, and she's trying to find a place to live so she's not homeless. So, Latasha, we just lift you up in prayer right now. Father God, we thank you so much for Latasha, that she was brave enough to come on and ask for help, saying she really needed prayer, like she really, really needed, and she was so tired. Father God, we ask that you would lift her up, that you would make her brave, that she wouldn't give up. You tell us, Lord, that if we would just continue to do good, we would reap a harvest if we just wouldn't give up, in Galatians 6:9, Father God. We ask, Father, that you would give her hope, that you would, everyone here would intercede in prayer for her. Lord, this Bible app and this community of family, we're all over the world, so we all heard the prayer, and we just know because of you that this is all possible. So, Father God, we ask that you would protect her, that you would give her strength to keep moving forward, and Father God, that her faith would increase, knowing that you were going to take care of her. In the name of Jesus, Latasha, do not give up. I thank you, Deb family, for being here. I ask that you would just pray for me, that I would continue in my relationship with God, and to remember that he is in control and that I'm not. I love you all. Thank you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
K Good morning, DAB family. God bless you all. Wow, it's been so long since I've called him. I am so sorry. I just had so much on my plate and traveling and bringing my mom back to Florida. But no, that I have been praying on the back end for each of you. But I am calling in from this point forward. So here we go. Rock and roll. Thank you, Jesus. Amy from Canada. Insomnia, depression, lonely. Yearning for a husband and angry at God that he has left his desire in your heart unfulfilled. Amy, I am going to tell you right now in the name of Jesus, do not give up. Do not give up. Claim that husband in the name of Jesus. Claim him. And the Lord will deliver. You just do not lose hope in the Lord. You claim it. You see it. You visualize it. You talk to your husband as if he's standing right beside you in the name of Jesus. Doesn't matter if you can't see it, if you can't feel it. You believe it in your heart. Sonata from family in Boston has COVID. I am praying for that for their full recovery. Woman, COVID, her husband of 46 years left her. I am so sorry that you are suffering from the loss of your husband relationship and that you are recovering, and I'm believing in the name of Jesus. Viola, your mom is still grieving the loss of her husband. I am believing in the name of Jesus for healing. Man from Florida, Chile, hospital with heart problems, scared, and you confess a sin to your wife. I am believing for restoration and forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Joy is navigating adolescence with a teenage son. Girl, I feel you. Been there, done that. It is no joke. No manual, but the Lord's manual will help guide us in the name of Jesus. Roxanne, your children's father died of COVID. I am believing in the name of Jesus for their healing. This is Esther from Orlando, Florida. I've missed you. I love you.
This is from Junk to Treasure. And what a blessing it is to be a part of this DAB global community. Besides the blessings you get from hearing the calming voice of Brian as he reads, and Jill, if you follow the chronological, the blessings that you get from the commentaries from both of them, plus listening to familiar voices that call in to pray for you and pray for others. How blessed I am because some of my DAB community has discovered me on Facebook and we have been able to share a more in-depth relationship because of this DAB community, where we can get to know each other better and share in each other's stories and pray more in depth because of not having time constraints. It's just a blessing upon a blessing. The longer I stay involved, the more I learn and the more community relations I can build. I listened to this app years ago when I was in a hard place, and then I tried to run from God. And when I was bombarded from the devil in so many different directions, I sought this community out again. And oh my goodness, the longer I stay, the more I listen to, the more I learn, the more blessings I receive. And I just wanted to share that with my family. Make treasures from the junk you're given in life.
Hey, DAB friends, my name is Alan. I live in Trussville, Alabama. Today is Saturday, February 13th, and I'm calling in to ask for your prayers. I've called in once before about this problem, but things have gotten worse since then. For almost a year, I've been living in pain caused by a herniated disc in my lower back, which is pressing against my left sciatic nerve. And even though I'm only 53, there are times when I can hardly walk or stand, and I'm living in constant pain right now. I've tried physical therapy, I've tried chiropractic treatments, I've had 3 spinal pain blocks, and nothing has worked. So on the 23rd of this month, February 23rd, I'm going to be having spinal fusion surgery on my lower back, which will hopefully correct a couple of misaligned vertebrae and also take care of the herniated disc and the resulting sciatic nerve pain. I know that God is in control, but I would be lying if I said I wasn't nervous about the surgery, because I've heard so many stories of people having back surgery and then having to live in pain for the rest of their lives as a result. So, if y'all would just pray for me that I could have some peace of mind in these next few days as the surgery comes up, and also if y'all would pray for the surgeons and the doctors and the nurses that will be taking care of me on the 23rd, I would sure appreciate it. Thank you so much, friends.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Mary. I just wanted to call in and say I just love this community. I found myself kind of just going through the motions with it, but God has recently revealed to me that I just need to pay attention more and just be invested in Him more, because He is revealing a lot to me, and I have a purpose and He wants me to find it. So, but yeah, and also to the girl that called in with her mom struggling with the drug addiction, I totally know where you're at. Obviously, our situations are different, but I am praying for you. The Lord has delivered my mom from that, so I know that He will deliver yours too. And she will become stronger and better than ever. And I just pray that you just continue to have faith and know that you're loved no matter what, and that you have a future, that she has a future too, and that she will be okay no matter what. All right, well, thank you for letting me call in. Just, it's so good to hear everybody's voice and all the encouragement, and yeah, God bless you all.
Hi, this is Laura Lee from Daily Audio Bible, Boynton Beach. I got this prayer from Compassion International recently as a PDF, and I'm going to read it over our community. Heavenly Father, may we no longer be disappointed that other people are not as we wish they were, since we are not the people we wish we were. May we be the same in character and posture, regardless of our circumstances. May we be an uncompromisingly whole person. May I have the eyes to see this world as a good place, a world in need of love and restoration, rather than being a bad place and an obstacle to our peace and our rest. Let our love and forgiveness be less optional, more consistent, and more recognizable. May I take great joy in the great deeds and works of others, even knowing that I am not the source of them. May our disappointments open the door to hope and the desire to work for a better future instead of leading us to frustration and detachment. May we not tire of starting over. May we not tire of helping others start over. Our hope is and always has been in renewal and resurrection. May the work of our life be a fruit of who we are rather than justification of our identity. May we have the courage to fail, even at the work that matters to me, us. May I know that mistakes are never the end of my process, though they are a key part of it. May I live like newness is possible. And I pray that all over you and over me. God bless you.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. Hope you're all doing well and having a blessed weekend. And also, yep, again, amazing ministry. Thank you, and bless the Hardin family and all the ones working behind the scenes. May God bless you richly. I'm just calling just to say that I want to just give a praise report. So the job that I do, I'm in the health sector, and this current role, I've been doing it for about 6 years. And, you know, I always go into my job with the same attitude and just the same way that I treat my clients. And just recently, I'm currently praying and fasting with my church. And one of my prayer requests for myself were for God's favor, you know, and His grace. And within 4 days of the fasting, I had a contact with a client, and she, after the contact, I mean, this is what I've done many, many, many times. After the contact, she sent an email to our positive feedback place, and then they forwarded it to the management. And then since then, I've been getting praises from all the bosses, all the management. So I want to just give all the glory to God, because without Him, you know, this would not have happened. So all glory to Him. And also just to encourage those that in all things give thanks, because He is just amazing. The God that we serve is so mighty. He's amazing. He's great. And yeah, stay blessed. Sarah from London. Take care. Bye now.
Hi, this is Radiant Rachel, and I would like to continue praying for husbands. And this can apply, or at least certain aspects of it can apply to all men and all women too. So feel free to pray with me and extend it over your loved one where it applies, or yourself where it might apply. Make me my husband's helpmate, companion, champion, friend, and supporter. Help me to create a peaceful, restful, safe place for him to come home to. Teach me to take care of myself and stay attractive to him. Grow me into a creative and confident woman who is rich in mind, soul, and spirit. Make me the kind of woman he can be proud of and proud to say is his wife. I lay all my expectations at your cross, Lord. I release my husband from the burden of fulfilling me in the areas where I should be looking to you. Help me to accept him in the way he is and not try to change him. I realize that in some ways he may never change, but that at the same time, I release him to change in ways I never thought he could. I leave all of the changing that needs to be done in your hands, and I fully accept that neither of us is perfect and never will be. Only you, Lord, are perfect, and I look to you to perfect us.
Oh, sweet Jesus, tell us what to do. Holy Spirit, tune our hearts to you. Heavenly Father, faithful and true, stay very close that we may walk with you. Thank you, Candace, for this song. I love it. I'm always singing it. So maybe y'all be hearing more singing from me. God bless you all, Dabs.
Hey, my sweet Dab fans. This is Kingdom Seeker Daniel. I need to say hi to Dab.
Hey, Dab.
So she's focused in her grocery list. We're out grocery shopping. But just strolling through the lanes, and I just thought about you guys. And specifically, a couple of calls I heard on today. Well, one on today and one on a previous prayer and encouragement. Michael at missionsoft.org. Brother, thank you, man. Thank you so much for... Twice now I've heard you express your care and your appreciation for LOV and myself. Our little, as his little singing, Cherie calls them, our little singing ditties. we just like to have a little fun and sharing the ministry with you guys. So thank you for sharing that, brother. And then I heard on today, the 13th, day before Valentine's Day, I heard a dear sister, I believe her name was Joy Ann, and you talked about your husband being separated from him. He locked you out of the home. I'm so sorry, sis, that you were dealing with this. But what grabbed me about you, Miss Joy Ann, is number one, joy, which is what I heard just piercing through your voice. And the attitude that you you seem to be having while going through such difficult times. God bless you, my dear sister, and I pray the Lord will surround you on every side and he will fill you with all that God wants you to have, and that he will draw your husband to a place of saving knowledge in Jesus. I love you guys so much.
DAB family, my name is Refine J. Mills. I live outside of Washington, D.C. in the United States, and I am so grateful that God led me to DAB. This is an incredible platform, and it's allowed me to pour God's word into me, but not only that, I'm so grateful for Brian and the way that the Holy Spirit speaks through you. It's really opening up my eyes of understanding of what Jesus did in the earth and how that affects my life and how I can live today because of that. It's incredible. I'm so grateful. I want to pray right now for Latasha out of California. Father, you know her situation. You are fully aware of what she's up against. I pray that you will remind her in her spirit that she is not facing this alone. Father God, you are with her. I pray right now that you would comfort her, letting her know that she's not alone, and that you would right now breathe on the situation. All of the confusion and the chaos and the mix-up of the messages that she has been getting from the rental office with her situation right now, Holy Spirit, cause it to clear up. Let there be clarity in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you reside inside of Latasha. I pray that your voice would be clear and loud and guide her. She's prayed and asked for your guidance and direction. We put our faith together, believing that you will guide her and direct her in the name of Jesus. Her children are covered in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Let she also be reminded that you've not given her a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Thank you that she will walk in that in the name of Jesus, and that you are bringing her an abundance of stability, security, and truth, according to Jeremiah 33:6. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Hello, my wonderful DAB family. Today is Saturday, February 13th, and this is Rosie, and also known as Great to Be Free in Jesus, calling in to pray that our children and grandchildren will enjoy a successful marriage and raise godly children. Lord, we pray for our children and grandchildren and ask that you would give them the perfect spouse. Bring a godly, believing man or woman into their life who will be with them for the rest of their lives in a fulfilling and happy marriage. We pray that they will have purity of heart, plus a nature and character that is gracious, kind, giving, and loving. We pray that they will always be attracted to one another in a way that is lasting. We pray above all that they will have great and lasting love for one another. Dwell in their marriage, Lord, and make it what you want it to be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Unless the Lord builds the house, labor in vain who build it. Psalm 127:1. Thank you, my wonderful DAB family, for allowing me to call these in. I love you. God bless you. Bye.
This is Abiding in Jesus, Alta Lee Maxwell, calling on February 13th, 2021. And I was listening to the lady who's afraid she's going to be homeless again in California. Lord, I just pray so much that you would give her peace and take care of everything. Also, lady from China, I'm just amazed that you're in China teaching English, it sounds like. And I'm so glad you can have a small, be on your church's small group in the States. There are so many good things about this COVID. I live in Colorado, I'm in the Gideon ministry, and I get to pray with the ladies in Texas, which is, they call them camps, Austin North Camp, because of COVID. So, but this song I just ran across, I don't remember the tune, but it says, he's the Lord of the valley. This may encourage anybody, I pray. When you are discouraged and troubles come your way, when you feel like no one will help you through the day, call on Jesus, the Lord and Master of every trouble in every way, for he's the Lord of the valley and he will help you find your way. He's the Lord of the valley. He's the God of every trial. He has in your hands hollow mile after mile. Just put your faith and confidence in his plan for your life, for he's the Lord of the valley. He's the God of every trial. Sometimes Satan whispers, there's no need to try. You're defeated, you're discouraged, and your God is not nigh. But my God, he's always with you every step of the way, and he's the Lord of the valley, and he's the God of every trial. This is for the lady in California with the housing situation and anybody else that needs to be encouraged. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you all. To God be the glory.
We make mistakes and poor choices just about every day. Pitfalls surround us every step along the way. In fact, life is just like a minefield. We're surrounded by exploding devices and snares, and many cleverly disguised entrapments designed to catch us unawares. Some of them will pull us down even before the negativity clearly begins to show. And without the Holy Spirit, it's impossible to know which road leads to life, which road produces pain, which road will lead to destruction, and which one will produce gain. But as we begin to walk by faith instead of by sight, the Holy Spirit will show us the wrong from the right. The spirit of discernment will enable us to see the trap, pitfall, and the snare. And even the most cleverly disguised entrapments will all clearly be laid bare. We will even be able to see that straight and narrow path that we heard so much about, enabling us to walk with confidence, without fear and doubt. Because God is with us, Emmanuel, no matter where we go. And as our relationship with the Father continues to grow, we will feed on his word daily and draw closer to him. And he'll provide a lamp for our path that will never grow dim. Father, help us to stay on that path and to stay in that light. Strengthen us to resist the temptations coming from the left and the right. Help us to stay focused and firmly fixed on our goal. Help us to reject the world for the sake of our soul. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. I'd like to give a shout out to Arthur Lee Maxwell and April and Samson. Hope you're all hanging in there. Know you're being prayed for daily. And once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this.
Hi, this is Paula. I'm asking for a prayer. I just feel like the enemy is trying to cause havoc and is using people to do his dirty work. I had my deposition last week for the auto accident that occurred in June of 2020. I was rear-ended. My car was totaled. And I lost wages due to time missed at work and dealing with neck and back injuries. And the opposing attorney was completely unprofessional and rude. He was just trying to get, just trying to find ways not to pay my claim. I just think this is totally unfair, and I'm just asking for prayers that God intervenes in this whole situation. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, this is Donna from California, and I was listening to the prayer and encouragement this Saturday, and I heard Beth's prayer, Beth from Delaware. Beth had just dropped her husband off, Dan O'Brien, at the hospital. They thought they were recovering from COVID, but he is not doing well. And I ended up playing your prayer request over a few times. I just heard your voice break. And I want to lift you in prayer. I want to lift Beth and Dan O'Brien in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that you reach down, you be with Beth and Dan. By the time this gets played, we don't know what the outcome will be, but you do. And I pray that your hand be upon them, that pray for healing, pray for complete healing for Dan and Beth. Pray, ask you, Lord, that you just bring them together. It's so hard. When somebody is in the hospital with COVID and you don't know how it's going to turn out. And I just ask for you to be with them at this time. And with everybody suffering from COVID, from any illness. Thank you, Beth, for calling in. And God bless you. God love you. God wrap his loving arms around you. Amen.
Hi. This is Elle from Illinois. My 14-year-old son needs prayer. We just caught him late last night with weed in his bedroom. We don't know what to do. This is new territory for my husband and I. So we all need some prayer. Thank you.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. It is 4:16 in the morning, February 14th, 2021. This is Diane Olive Brown from Newburgh, Indiana. I am an encourager, one of many. Well, I am on a journey with you all, and I put my warm logs into the fire and warm my hands and warm my heart. In this journey, I'm learning how to mature and grow up in Christ. And I always seem to be behind. He's always ahead. He's the resurrection story today. And the ladies that were there by the tomb. And I always seem to lag behind, and I don't want to, Father, so help me, teach me how to move with you, how to change and let go of things that I don't need anymore, and move on with you, and stay with you, and follow you, and do what you say for me to do. Go where you say for me to go. Be who you want me to be. And I leave all the bitterness and all the hurts behind. And I say, Shalom, Shalom. I love Daily Audio Bible.
What a wonderful, warm, gentle breeze you have sent me today, letting me know without a doubt that even better days are on the way. You are a wonderful Father. What more can I say? Please lead me and guide me as I go through this day. Help me not waver. Help me not doubt. Help me to be patient till you bring me out. Help me not lean on my own understanding or seek my own way. Lead me and guide me as I go through the day. Because confusion is rampant, racism is rife. Every man seeking his own way, leading to anguish and strife. Politicians seem to have given license to all kinds of negative thought, rolling back many of the advances that so most dearly been bought. The weather's unpredictable, might be a heat wave, might be an ice storm. No longer can we predict with accuracy what will be the seasonal norm. Shootings are rampant. There's little or no respect for life. Everywhere you look, there's just anxiety and strife. So I thank you for this warm, gentle breeze that you have sent me today, letting me know that even better days are on the way. To be continued.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Morning, everybody. Oh, it's a chilly morning in Winnipeg, Canada. It's Susan, God's yellow flower, calling. And I'm bundled under blankets and sweaters. But today's reading on February 14th, the prayer requests really touched my heart. And I just want you to know that I'm praying for you. Praying for the lady who's afraid of being homeless, for the couple who lost their child, their baby girl. I don't care how old she was, she's still a baby girl. And for the fellow with anxiety over the coronavirus vaccine, and the family with COVID, or they have had COVID, and the mother has regional pain syndrome as well. And Lord, I lift these people up to you. And I say, dear God, thank you for being there for them. Thank you, Lord God, for the love that you lavish upon them. Relieve the anxiety, relieve the grief. Replace it with joy, Lord God, the joy that can only come from you. And bring peace in all of their hearts. In knowing that you, dear Lord, are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that you, dear God, have everything in your hands. And even though they look rough and horrible to us, you are always there for us. We are never alone. And I thank you, Lord, for all of that. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Dear Father, I'm calling to pray for Sonia from Texas and her husband. Father, I hear her regret. I've had so many of those conversations with my own husband, usually with him telling me how to do whatever it was and my resenting him. After he died and I started listening to Proverbs, I've become a little wiser. Dear Lord, I pray that Sonia and her husband can talk again, perhaps starting out with praying to you first to guide the conversation. Perhaps they can listen to Proverbs together. Father, help them to lift one another up and be appreciative of the efforts each one is making. Help them to pray together before they talk, and perhaps pray together before he leaves for work each day. That God will guide him, and pray together about finding him a job where he will be appreciated and have good people to work with. Thank you, Father. Help them to feel your presence. Help them to seek your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Dabbers, this is the Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. Hey, if you haven't listened to the DAB Kids with Ezekiel, listen to the February 4th. But more important than his reading was his commentary about what is the most important thing we can teach our kids from Jill. So check it out. Daryl from Atlanta, amen. Are you calling for your brother Sean in Australia? I think Scott Santee also, no, Jose from Atlanta called about Sean from Australia, so that is just awesome. Amen to all those prayers for that. Scott Santee from Home Filter, great comments about mend and mending. Sean, I used to, from Australia, speaking of that, I used to be a hardcore atheist myself, so you have gotten yourself in the right community. I found the DAB months after I came to Christ, and it's been a great almost decade now, so that is just awesome. James from Canada, amen to your prayers. From Joe from Washington. And for those of us, someone called it about trying to pray to God to help them to be quiet when their spouse is talking to them. I think they use the term staple our tongues. I have had troubles doing that with my wife and my adult daughters, especially my oldest. So I have a scripture. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. And even after I say that, but I gotta say it every morning, gotta say it every night, so I have it, you know, like inculcated into my body, in my mind, so that I'm able to say it when I'm struggling and want to talk. And maybe I just walk into the other room and say, hey, hold on a second, I gotta go to the bathroom. And I'll say that scripture out loud before I go back and say something that will be reckless and pierce their sword. So I'm not sure, I can't remember which script it is, but words of the reckless pierce like swords, the tongue of the wise brings healing. It's probably a proverb. Love you all. Have a great day. Hope that helps somebody out.
Continuation. And even though there's confusion, as far as my eye can see, your eyes are not only on the sparrow, they're also on me. So in the midst of the world's confusion and strife, you have chosen to give me strength and new life. And the knowledge that no matter how bad things may seem, they could always be worse. I'm thankful, my Father, that today I don't have to hunger and thirst for clean water or something good to eat. I have a comfortable place to stay and shoes for my feet. I have people who love me, people who care, and a powerful reassurance that you're always right there. And you've given your son as a retainer against the ultimate future prize, life everlasting when this body dies. So I thank you again, Father, for this warm, gentle breeze you have sent me today, letting me know that even better days are on the way. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. I'd like to give a shout out to Victoria Soldier. I haven't heard from you lately. And I'd also like to give a shout out to Matthew Faust. Hope you're doing well. Haven't heard from you lately. And once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Hey, DAB family, Kathleen, teacher, Mount Zion, Illinois. I am calling in. I'm listening on February 10th, still trying to catch up. And I heard a prayer request from Pi and Bear, I think they said. They were little guys, sound like little, very little young people. And again, as a teacher, I'm always thrilled to hear young people on here, people who just love the Lord at such a young age. God bless you both so much. They're playing about their grandma, which made me think of my mother. My mother had COPD. She had never smoked, but she had been exposed to some chemicals as a young child that caused it. She and both of her sisters had COPD, different forms of it, all from the same reason. And it's a horrible disease, horrible. I totally understand what your grandma is going through. I didn't understand it for the long time. I thought my mom was just not pushing herself hard enough, but no, it was every day, every breath was a struggle. Every step was a struggle. And so I'm praying for her right now. Pray with me, DAB family. Lord Jesus, I lift up the grandmother of Pi and Baron to you. And I just pray that these sweet, sweet children can be a blessing in her life. I'm sure they already are. And Lord Jesus, if it be your will, I pray that you would reach down and heal her if this is what she wants, if this is what I have the faith. I believe that you can heal her. I know that there are many people here praying that do believe also that she can be healed and live another, I don't know how many years, but I just pray that these children can enjoy their grandmother for several more years.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Nadine from East to Midwest. And first of all, I just want to give honor to God for giving me the positive outlook that I have on life. And I've always been that way, but I have to be honest, sometimes I feel very guilty about turning negatives into positives. And for some reason, I'm feeling the fact that I can look at a situation and turn it into a good kind of makes me feel guilty. People have always told me, oh, Nathan, you live in a bubble world. Well, I realized today that that is a blessing. At 59 years old, almost 60, life is not great for me at all. I mean, I've been through all kinds of stuff, anxiety, I'm on Adderall, and it helps. But I even felt guilty about that. I'm so blessed, incredibly blessed. It's almost magically blessed. And that's because I believe God has given me the ability to see the light anything I have comes from the Lord, and I know that it is not me. There was a time when I did think it was me. And so ask you guys to pray for me that I don't feel guilty about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really crazy. I just thought about that. And so I was listening today, February 14th, and there was Running Desperately to Jesus, you know, who thanked with the homelessness for adult women. I know a woman like that. And, you know, I'm going to pray for her. You know, she's kind of, we've been on the outs or whatever, but I don't know her story. And so I'm going to pray for her. And not only that, I'm going to introduce her to Daily Audio Bible. Thank you, my young brother from Maryland, Lorenzo, I think it was. God bless you. And, yeah, I'm just...
My dear Deborah community, it's the Jaws of Life from New Hampshire calling. I know you've been praying for my marriage, and it's a really hard day today. It's Valentine's Day, and 30 years ago today, I asked her to marry me. And we've been blessed with 5 children. And but I made some horrendous choices through, and my bipolar episodes are no excuse for the pain that I caused her. And I just really need you guys. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, I'm a broken man, and I come before you humbly. Please take me by the hand and walk me through this time. I'm in so much pain, Father, as you know. And I've lived, you know, the first couple of weeks after she told me she was going to divorce me in just sad disbelief. And I've been through many stages of grieving, finally having some glimpses of acceptance. But part of me doesn't want to accept it, Father, because you're the mighty Yahweh. And, you know, you can speak to her in her dreams or in her sleep and tell her not to do this. The pain that, oh, I just don't think it's, I really think it's going to be worse to do this to our children. And I don't know, Father, I just pray, may your will be done, Father. Please, please, if it's your will for us to stay together, I really need you to reach down and touch her heart and speak to her in a very supernatural way, because she's not going to change her mind unless you do that. There's not a person on earth that's going to convince her not to divorce me. Everyone who tries to talk to her about that, she dismisses, saying, you don't understand what I've been through, and they don't. So, community, brothers and sisters, please lift up the Jaws of Life. I beg you. I really need you to come alongside me. Thank you. I love you.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bow down with care. God gave his son to win. The erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Happy Valentine's Day, DAB and DABC family. He's soaring on eagle's wings from Canada. God loves you, and I love you. So have a wonderful day from my kitty cat, Miko, and
I. Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. I'm just calling to pray for Tiffany and her husband, who lost their daughter I just can feel the pain in your prayer requests. I've never lost a child, but I can just feel your pain right now, Tiffany. And right now, I just want to ask God to restore the joy, to take that pain away. I'm sure it's going to be the hardest thing, but I know God can do it. He can do so many good things. And right now, I just ask Him to send down a special, special, special bundle of love, peace, serenity, and joy to you and your husband as you go through this tragedy of losing your child. I'll be praying for you, and God bless you and your husband. Be well.
Hello, this is People on the Water, otherwise known as Gavin from Indiana. And I would just like to seek prayer for a job. Recently applied at a retail job at in my state, and you know, it's simple. It's as simple as I want it to be as simple as, God, if it's your will, let it be done. I want it to be that simple. And if it's not God's will, you know, may you send me in another direction. God, show me what job you want me to have. This is gonna be my first, you know, I guess you could say real job. So I pray, brothers and sisters, that maybe walk with me in this, you know, People on the Water, like Peter. Thank you, brothers and sisters, and just bless you, and all praise and honor and glory and worthy is our God. Thank you, and I just take this time now for the Holy Spirit to speak to each one of His children, and then any concerns you might have, may you have the freedom to just lift it up to Christ, our Savior. And I am just praying this and believing this and hoping to hear this in Jesus' name. May God's will be done, not mine, not anyone else's. It's in Jesus' name I'm praying. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Scott Campbell. I need prayer because I'm not feeling good, too good today. That's why I go to church today. And I probably won't go to church tonight. I need prayer. And also pray for the vacation Bible school that's going on over at my church. Have a great weekend.
Hi, happy Valentine's Day. This is Radiant Rachel, and I'm going to continue praying for husbands. What better thing to do on Valentine's Day? So let's pray over our men. Teach me how to pray for my husband and make my prayers a true language of love. Where love has died, create a new love between us. Show me what unconditional love really is and how to communicate in a way he can clearly perceive. Bring unity between us that we can be in agreement about everything. Amos 3:3. May the God of patience and comfort grant us to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus. Romans 15:5. Make us a team, not pursuing separate, competitive, or independent lives, but working together, overlooking each other's faults and weaknesses for the greater good of the marriage. Help us to pursue the things which make for peace and things by which one may edify another. Romans 14:19. May we be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1:10. I pray that our commitment to you and to one another will grow stronger and more passionate every day. Enable him to be the head of the home as you have made him to be, and show me how to support and respect him as he rises to this place of leadership. Help me to understand his dreams and see things from his perspective. Reveal to me what he wants and needs and how, and show me potential problems before they arise. Breathe your life into this marriage. Make me a new person, Lord. Give me fresh perspective, a positive outlook, and renewed relationship with the man you've given me. Help me see him with new eyes and new appreciation, new love, new compassion, and new acceptance. Give my husband a new wife, and let it be me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hi, family. It's 11:35 p.m. here in Winnipeg, Canada, and this is Soaring on Eagle's Wings, tossing and turning, trying to fall asleep, listening to the community prayers. And I just heard the most beautiful piano music. Three hymns are being played so skillfully. And suddenly I got this sense of peace and calmness within my spirit. And I want to say thank you to the person that played. I don't think I got her name, but I know that you have a beautiful gift, which is an extension of God's love being played out to those of us who are unable to sleep. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm gonna replay that so I can fall asleep. And for those of you who are unable to sleep, I pray that our blessed Savior will sing you a lullaby and you will just drift away into beautiful sleep, hearing that piano music. Thank you. May the Lord bless you, and may He continue to use those fingers so skillfully to entertain others. Good night.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Diane Olive Brown from Newburgh, Indiana, an encourager, one of many. Shalom, shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Oh, I just love this reading this morning from February 15th, Monday, 2021. And now I'm reading with Ezekiel for the kids, with Miss Jill for the chronological, and with Brian for the normal readings that I call them. And, oh, just realizing, just waking up to myself and realizing so much I need to set aside. Where Jesus said, unless you lose your life, you will not gain eternal life. I have to laugh because Jesus is so funny. He understands us. He's my good shepherd. And I've been going through the ringer, as I call it, but it wasn't that bad. And Jesus laughs with me. He says, get up, move. Lay down your life, lose your life, so you can gain eternal life. So I say, shalom, shalom, I love you all. And today is a new day, brand new.
Good morning, family. This is the burning bush that will not be devoured for the glory of our God and our King. This morning, I want to pray against sicknesses and illnesses that are trying to take over various regions of the world. God, I thank you, O Lord, that during the flood, Lord, you stood by Noah and you kept your word to him, O Lord, and he came out on the other side well. I thank you, O God, for those of us who have gone through the Ebola pandemic in West Africa and came through unharmed. God, we know if you have done it before, you can do it again. I pray, O Lord, for West Africa, for East Africa right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray for protection over your people. I pray for healing over the doctors, medical practitioners. Lord, I pray for wisdom, O God, for your people. In the name of Jesus, God, I just pray, O Lord, for healing over this world. For those of us still struggling with the COVID pandemic, God, I pray, O Lord, for protection over your people in the name of Jesus. God, help us, give us wisdom. I thank you for those of us who are able to come through COVID alive. I thank you for my 86-year-old mother-in-law who survived COVID, Lord. Now I pray, O Lord, once more for your people in Jesus' name. Heal your land, Father, in the name of Jesus. I know the word says, though darkness fills the land, the glory of the Lord will fill the temple, Lord. I pray that you awaken your people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, this is Smiley Wave from Canada. Just heard Daryl calling in from Atlanta about Davey, who's a 25-year-old young man who's battling bilateral pneumonia, sounds like, with fluid in his lungs. I'm praying for him. And also, as a family doctor, I would suggest you ask the medical staff about the following: possibly adult onset Still's disease, which is a really uncommon autoimmune disorder, mast cell destabilization syndrome, lymphoproliferative disorder such as lymphoma, another cancer like a metastatic testicular cancer, that's the most common cancer in this age group, and things like interstitial lung disease, which could result from certain toxins that he's breathing in. He has to have a full review of systems to find out if he has any other autoimmune things going on, like joint problems or any other symptoms to suggest the adult onset Still's disease. But that's what comes to my mind the most, is that adult onset Still's disease. Anyhow, we're praying for him that God would just reach down and touch him, his body. Sounds like he's very critical, maybe in the ICU or the hospital at least. Father, I just pray that you might restore Davey to full health and strength, that you might clear his lungs up. Pray that any fluid that's there will disappear, and that his alveoli will be able to fill up with air again, that you might restore him, if any infections there, any cancer cells, that you and your sovereignty will remove them now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray a miraculous healing in his body, whatever is wrong, that it might be made right, that he might be made new like he was from the foundation of this world. Heavenly Father does not want us to be riddled with disease.
Tony, 1016 at gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. This is Daughter of the King from Tennessee. Romans 4:17 said, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. I say that on behalf of our dabbers who calling, on behalf of the kids, their children, the kingdom seeking Daniel, we be praying for you with Hannah and Bianca and Daniel. We praying for baby Aubrey, Desiree, Braden, Emily and Tiffany. We praying that God give you guys strength, as well as those who calling on behalf of their children for prayer. We lift them up. Father, we confess your word to our children that they are obedient and submissive. We confess, first of all, that even at young age, our children are obedient and submissive to your ways. And we confess, second, that our children are obedient and submissive to their parents. And they have a mind of Christ. We confess that they are not conformed to this world, but they are transformed into the image of Jesus Christ by the renewing of their mind. By the renewing of their mind. And we thank you, help them discern good from bad. And right from wrong, what is godly from what is evil. And help them choose the right friends and peers and not to be drawn to the wrong or evil and to be or by the wrong crowd. Father, we thank you now for this time together, God. And we just lift up all the dabbers that's calling. Continue to call. We are praying for you. Might not be calling out your name each time on the call, but we are praying as each call comes forward. Be blessed and have a great day.
Hi, DAB. This is Emmy from Illinois. I'm just calling in with a quick prayer request. I need to have a conversation with my husband. And I'm just nervous about it. It's a creating boundaries kind of conversation. And I don't like conflict. So if you can just be with me, I'm about to have it today. So by the time you hear this, it will already have been done. But I just ask that you would pray that there would be a positive outcome and that God's will be done. Thank you. Bye.
Good morning, everybody. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. And today I want to pray for Davy, who's having such a difficult time. A young, healthy lad whose lungs are filling up with fluid and has double pneumonia, and the doctors do not know what's wrong. And Lord Jesus, I just come before your holy throne, and I just bow down in awe and wonder of your majesty and your greatness and your holiness, knowing on my own I am not worthy, but covered by the blood of Christ, I am coming before your throne boldly with requests. And today on my heart is Davy, dear God, who needs your help, who needs your healing touch and your power. Dear God, just bring to him a wholeness and a cure and a healing that just astounds the doctors and everybody else. May you, Lord, receive the praise and glory, because they don't know what's wrong, but you do. You know every cell in his body. We pray that you would clean up the fluids and the mucus and everything else that's in his lungs and restore his health to the wonderful and fearful person you created in his mother's womb. We ask this all in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and I've heard a few names recently. I believe she said Grateful Grace from Montana, Richard from New York, and Luke from Australia, who says he is a new caller. Even if you've been listening for a long time, or you're just now joining the DAB, here is a welcome I would like to say for the new callers. Welcome, welcome, new caller. Pull up a chair and settle in. This is the place for you, no matter your situation or where you've been. We've all sinned and fall way short of God's glory. Some of us need prayers, others pray, a few tell of their personal story. We obtain insight from the commentaries, some may journal, or post to the prayer wall too. No judgments here, just godly encouragement as we welcome you. Sing a song, read a poem, strum a tune on a lyre. Come daily and throw your log on this global campfire. Welcome, new callers. And my DAB family, make treasures out of the junk we are given in this life.
Hi, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. And today I just feel compelled to lift up marriages in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, marriage is a gift from you. and it is a beautiful gift. And Philippians 2:3 says, in humility, consider others above yourself. And that's the rule of marriage. And any relationship, really, but I'm particularly thinking about marriage right now. In humility, consider others above yourselves. And dear God, we pray that each marriage represented here will not only blossom and grow and stay together, but it will be a threesome with you at the core. Dear God, you are the glue that holds marriages together. And I pray, dear Lord, that you are love. You are love. And that's the glue. And I just pray, God, that each marriage represented here will be given new eyes, new ears, new minds to see the beauty you created in their partner, and that they will all humble themselves and consider their partner above themselves. But Lord God, it only works if both partners do that. So I pray, dear God, in your blessings from heaven, that you would put love, put yourself in the middle of each marriage. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Russell from Superior. I'm calling because I just received my Maverick medication to start my Hep C treatment. Treatment's got good reviews. I'm sure all of you have seen the commercials. It's been really hard to actually get the medication. But I'd just like to ask you, my DAB family, if y'all could pray that this medication does what it's intended to and cures me of my hepatitis C. You know, hopefully with minimal side effects. Because nothing's possible without God. But with God, all things are possible. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Daily Audio Bible family. Love you guys. Brian, Jill, China. From my family to yours, we love you. God bless. Take care.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Nadine calling from East to Midwest. And I'm calling to say this morning that I want to be transparent and honest, that oftentimes I don't know what or how to pray for my brothers and sisters. Because my belief is that our Father knows all things and He knows what we need. And we are in His story as characters. And so when there's a sickness or, you know, things like that, I'm just not sure if I pray for them to be well or to make a difference, good or bad, because, you know, God turns all things, you know, for our good and for His purpose. And so without faith, Jesus could not perform any miracles. So what I decided then is that my prayers will be for those who are calling in with needs. My prayers for them, that they have mountain moving faith so that whatever it is they believe and want within their prayers, it will be answered. I cannot pray for healing. I can't. But I can pray that the person who is looking for the healing will have the faith that God can move that mountain. And I know that He will. Have a blessed day, everybody.
Hello, DAB family. I want to pray for Davey. This is February the 15th. Lord, we pray specifically that you would give the doctors wisdom to find out what is ailing Davey, why he has fluid in his lungs. Lord, that you would direct them to know what it is, Lord, and that, Father, you will help them to be able to give a good diagnosis, and Lord, that you would heal Davy's body, and that, Lord, you would help to get out that fluid that is in his lungs and help him to breathe. We thank you, God, because we know that you are the healer, that you are the God who is a God of wisdom. And if we ask for wisdom, you would give us wisdom. So we're praying for him this day, and we pray that once they find out, Lord, that everything will go according to your will. And I pray also for those that are surrounding him, that they continue to love him, to comfort him, and to pray for him. We thank you because we know that you're also the God of providence, and that you're going to provide even in this situation as they're trying to figure out what is going on with him, and that we would continue to trust you in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Anne from Arizona.
Hey, siblings. It's your little sis, his little Cherie in Canada. And I really wasn't going to call this year. I wasn't, but I am. Every year when Brian reads this part of the Old Testament where God is giving Moses the specifications for the meeting place, the temple, and all of the measurements and the colors and the very intricate guidelines for Aaron's clothes and all of that. There's just so much. I know it must seem tedious to some people to read through that, but I love it because it's like an affirmation of our own creativity, that God is so creative and he puts so much of himself in us as part of his image in us. And I'm thinking this year, especially for those who are involved in creative careers, whether they're artisans or craftsmen or teachers, you name it. I mean, we're all creative in different ways. But for those who earn a living doing creative things, I'm just praying that God would give you new ways to be creative, because this past year, all of the old familiar ways of doing things have been taken away. Well, a lot of them have just been taken away. And so I'm praying that God would give us brand new innovations to be able to find ways to do things that are unprecedented, that we haven't thought of before, and that we'd even be able to make a living doing it. So I'm praying that he would make a way where there seems to be no way for all those in this community who are creative, which is pretty much all of us, right?
Hi, DAB family. This is Dorothy out in California. Colin, because I just... I'm having a hard time emotionally. God told me to sell my house. And my income dropped 40% during COVID. So I tried to hang on as long as I could, but I can't anymore. He told me to sell my house and use the equity to buy another house cash. I was scared and crying every day, but if God said something's going to happen, it's going to happen. And he'll make it happen, even if, as of right now, it's impossible. I mean, I have some equity, but not enough as of right now. But I know God's the God of the impossible. My job is here in California, so I plan on going to Texas and staying at my mom's for a little bit until I have to physically return, since I work remotely from home as of right now because of COVID. But anyway, just, I could use your prayers. I just want God to hold me, help me hear him, and help me miraculously obey him even when I can't see how it's possible. But I know God can. Anyway, I also want to hear God's voice, so I can hear his direction every step. Because I'm so emotionally involved, judgment may be a bit clouded, and I might not be able to hear him so clearly. Anyway, I love you, DAB family, thank you for your prayers, your much coveted prayers. Bye.
Hi, this is Radiant Rachel, and I'd like to pray for Baby J. Dear Lord, we lift up Heidi and her husband Tony and Baby J and the siblings to you, Lord. We pray that that you will surround Baby J's situation even now. And we pray that that everything will work out for the good of Baby J. We know that the courts say that they have Baby J in their best interest, and Lord, but sometimes their interests don't align with yours. So we pray that that they will align this time, or at some point, that it will align with your plan and your will for her, and your best interest for Baby J, so that she will be healthy and safe and grow up the woman that you have made her to be. And I pray that you give peace and wisdom to those who love her, whatever the outcome, so that they can do what they need to do next, and that they follow you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Susan from Canada, God's yellow flower. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. I love him so. I love him so. I love him so. He's so good to me.
Hello, DAB family. I want to pray for those specifically that are looking for jobs, the number of those that are on the prayer wall looking for jobs, wanting direction, wisdom. Lord, I pray that you are our provider, that you would give us favor, that you would open doors. I include myself in that process. Lord, we have faith. We know that, God, you're going to go before us. Give us favor with the recruiters, hiring managers, those people in our network. Send people our way, Lord. Just miraculously open doors. And most importantly, help us to trust the process and to trust you and to praise you through this, through the process, Lord. Because at the end of the day, we know that you are a God who is good and a God who is able. Lord, there are many times you have reminded us in your word, is there anything too difficult for you? Is there anything impossible for you? Lord, we know that you are the God of providence. Continue to provide for us also in miraculous ways as we trust you through this process. But let us also praise you through the process and believe, Lord, that you're going to open doors. Give us wisdom when we have to make choices between two or three opportunities. Give us the wisdom that we need to know what direction to go, what to do, Lord, because you're also the God who guides us. Lord, you light our path, you light our way, you show us. And I pray, Lord, for all these things in the mighty name of Jesus, and may your will be done. Amen. This is Anne from Arizona. Bye.
Hey, DAB, it's Val in Vegas. It's February 15th. Today's my birthday. I've had a great quarantine birthday. Anywho, I just wanted to call and say I love you guys. Thinking back 12 months ago, and where my life was, just stay faithful, stay in the word, stay prayed up, stay with the DAB. I mean, gosh, I just can't even tell you guys, like, frankly, where my life was a year ago and where it is right now, I don't even know what the word is besides our Lord Jesus Christ. So just please stay right here. Stay faithful.
Dabber family, it's the Jaws of Life from New Hampshire calling with a praise report. I had asked for prayer for my daughter, Elia, who I was estranged from. She wouldn't talk to me. She wanted nothing to do with me. And I called for prayer. And over the weekend, there was a break, and we're talking. And I really feel like the relationship is on the mend. So I have all of you to thank, because I know how powerful the prayers of this community are, and I have so much respect for the prayers of this community. That's why I come to you. So the prayer request I have for today is, I miss my wife so much, and I'm trying really, really hard not to push the boundaries. It's just so easy to want to pick up the phone and call her or text her, and silence is golden, my mentor says. So I'm really trying to back off and just sit with this discomfort, as awful as it is. I really need your prayers. I need the Father to just pour the Holy Spirit upon me and give me comfort. I'm just like, take this cup away from me. I don't think she's ever going to change her mind. I've never known her to change her mind. And it took her years to get to this point. So it's not going to change, I don't think, unless it's an act of heaven. But I'm working hard to be more Christ-like and to change my personality and to deal with the shortcomings that I have that drove her to this. And if you could please remember me in your prayers, Jaws of Life from New Hampshire. Thank you so much. I love you.
G'day. It's Melissa from Newcastle, Australia. Thank you for all praying for my two boys and my marriage and my other kids. Praise report that have had my first Christmas in 6 years where my husband has spoken to me over the Christmas period and continues to do so far. I made it through the Bible in 2020 for the first time in my life. I am feeling blessed to be part of this Daily Auto Bible family. Would love continued prayer for my family to continue to blend together, and pray for my husband and kids and grandkids to be saved. My youngest is now listening to Ezekiel, which is a blessing just there. I continue to pray along with you all and would like a simple prayer to keep me calling in and allow me to share. It has been so long since I've spoken to family. Lost the last of my family, mum, dad and grandparents, about 12 years ago, and haven't spoken much since. Would love to be able to have you all as my family and allow me to share my life with you all. Please pray for decisions over church and what I should do. I would love to feel, I find a place that I feel I can fit in somewhere. I continue to listen every day and pray along with you all. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is day 211 of praying for our children. It is February 15th. Calling in for Kingdom Seeker Daniel and for his children. For his son Daniel, who had to go into a psychiatric ward. For his daughter Bianca, who's having sexual identity issues. And daughter Hannah, who was assaulted. We want to lift Kingdom Seeker Daniel and his wife up to the Lord, as well as their children. We ask for the Lord's intervention. We ask for the Lord's comfort, compassion, understanding during this time. We ask for consolence. And we ask for help in lifting us up and carrying us forward. Also calling in for Dennis, who asked us to pray for his daughter, who is not speaking to him. We ask for the Lord's intervention that she would come to understanding, and that you'd be Dennis and give him the words he needs to say when he gets that opportunity to speak with his daughter again. We also, Lord, want to lift up all our children to you, Lord, for those of us that are struggling with our children who've gone astray. We lift this up to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, and God bless you all.
G'day, it's Melissa from Newcastle, Australia. Wondering whether there's anybody else that's had a weird day like mine. God had other plans for me today, so my plans went out the window. I usually get up at 6. This morning, I got a tap on, it was like a tap on the shoulder at 5:30. Very insistent, need to get out of bed now. So I got up, I got ready for work. I started work early, an hour early. And by lunchtime, I thought, yes, I've got everything organised for the afternoon, how I was going to get it all done, all my errands, and all that changed at 1:15. Now, I don't like change, but God had different plans for me this afternoon. 1:15, our computer system for work shut down. Okay, then, I heard that message loud and clear. Work's supposed to finish now. So I finished at 1:30, and my husband offered to come and help me split my errands in half this afternoon. So we had both our lots of errands done by school pickup. I got back to pick up the kids from school and got the 16-year-old in the car. She had to go. She goes to work straight from school to work on a Monday afternoon. Put in the GPS, and it came up as 45 minutes to get her to work, which meant she was going to be late. Usually 30 minutes, we're there. But believe there was a different path for me this afternoon because I got to chill and listen to the community prayer line for the afternoon. So I'm all caught up now. And if you can continue to for prayers, my marriage as today was the first from as long as I can remember that he come and helped me with my chores of an afternoon. So thank you for your continued prayers, and I'll continue to pray for all you guys. Feeling blessed. Thank you.
Hello, Dab family. This is Penelope in Louisville, and I am calling to ask for prayer tonight. I'm in a lot of pain. I had this happen the first time on my way back from Israel on the flight from Atlanta to Louisville, and they thought I was having a heart attack, but I wasn't, and I don't know what causes it to hurt so bad. I don't know if it's my gallbladder or what it is, but I'm just in a lot of pain, and so I am asking for my family to pray for me. I can't really go to the emergency room tonight because it's icing and it's dangerous to be out on the roads, and so I'm just praying that this passes. But if you would pray for me, I would appreciate it. Thank you, family.
My name is Gavin, otherwise known as People on the Water. Praying for the stay-at-home mom and your three little babies and the wonderful man in whom you've married, to who has a serious alcohol problem, which is causing a lot of problems in your life, especially as of recently. I pray that the Lord our God, who can still do big things, who is still doing big things, can we say thank you? May God give you wisdom to know how to deal with it, as he has created us in the image of him, as he has created marriage as not just a helper, but as a companion, sharing in our passions with each other. Just wisdom, I pray over you. God, may you give your daughter wisdom. Help her in any way that she can, and allow your son to allow that alcohol to taste disgusting and nasty and icky to him, and may he turn away from alcohol and may he go to you, God, sharing all that he's going through, and allow him to come to you and maybe search out the depths of his heart and what he's really trying to figure out. Bless you, brothers and sisters. Thank you. I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everyone. Brian, Daily Audio Bible family. So good to hear your voice again, Brian. I wanted to wish everyone a happy new year and a very happy Valentine's Day as well. And I wanted to remind everyone that we love God because he first loved us, and that he is love. He doesn't have love. He is love. And we can take that with us wherever we go and meditate on it. And the more we meditate on his love for us, things will get better in our lives. and I just want to encourage you guys with that. Also, I wanted to ask for prayer. Things have gotten better with me. I'm still disabled, but that's okay. What we really need, though, is a new place to live. We would like a house, but if God gives us an apartment, we would be happy with that, too. Just something better than what we have now. And probably stay in Washington. That's kind of what we're looking for. So, yeah, that's all I have to say. But just wanted to say love you all and happy Valentine's Day. Bye-bye.
Hi, Pastor Brian and family and all of the Audio Daily Bible. Today's my birthday. I turned 58. And I am calling for prayer requests because although I didn't become an alcoholic like the rest of my family, in June my brother died and my drinking habits of a couple of beers every 3 or 4 months went to every 2 or 3 days because it just hurt too much. I take care of my dad. He's 93 years old. He has dementia, COPD, asthma, and emphysema. When I moved in here 8 years ago, they said he had 6 months left to live. And I studied all about emphysema, asthma, and COPD. I studied all about dementia. 8 years, he's still alive, and he's not on a single medication. But when ask him for prayer for my dad because he can no longer walk. After my brother TJ died, he kind of like disappeared. And the doctor said he doesn't really know what's going on. And I'm like, yeah, he does. Because he stopped walking, he stopped talking. It's hard to get him to eat. And when I get angry, because he used to be a very, very, very violent person to my mom and everybody, and when I get angry, when he punches me upside the head, I have to understand it's dementia, but when I get angry, and I was praying about it, God said, what do you want me to do? The only other solution is he dies. He's not here. I'm like, no, that's not what I want to do. I want to be able to handle it.
Hello, this is Elaine from California. I've been in the hospital for 3 days, and today I don't know if I'll go home or I'll still be here. They think that I have congestive heart failure, and I'm feeling pretty bad. I can hardly move in the bed. I have to have people help me, and I can't understand this weakness and inability, but I am ill. I'm having a hard time not being able to have my husband with me. We've been married 40 years, and I just really miss his comfort. I've been talking to him on the phone. Anyway, please pray that God will heal my insulin and my heart. Thank you, and God bless you.
Good day, brothers and sisters. This is Gavin, otherwise known as People on the Water, such as Peter, who was on the water. I would just like to, just some encouragement, just some joy, for Doug from Oklahoma. He says he's a long time listener. You know, the first time I heard your voice, I spoke out loud. I thought, may God give you the words to speak today. And I pray that might be done in Jesus' name. You claim you're not a good talker. You know, neither was Moses, but God provided, and I know God will provide for you. And may the children on this podcast see you as a model, not in a prideful way, but see like, oh, if Doug can do it, so can I. Against any speech impediment the devil is trying to disclose us with, trying to hide us back with, I pray in Jesus' name it may be defeated. God, I love you, and may you get all the love on this beautiful Saint Valentine's Day. It's in Jesus' name I'm praying. I'm loved in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day, guys. Make it good.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Alyssa from Montana. I called in a few weeks ago.
And I want to say how thankful I am for Daily Audio Bible. It's just a blessing in my life every single day. And I wanted to call today just because it's February 14th. It's actually my 30th birthday. And so I just wanted to call for a couple reasons, but first to praise the Lord for all he's done for me. I just feel so blessed on my birthday. I have a wonderful husband and a beautiful 2-year-old daughter. And I just feel so beyond blessed. And I have all you guys too, so I'm thankful. But I also wanted to ask for prayer because I know you guys will pray for me, and I just appreciate you guys so much because my husband and I want to grow our family. We want to give our sweet little one a sibling, and we've been trying for over a year, and I guess I just need prayer for me to trust the Lord's timing, that I wouldn't get in the way, that my desires and my flesh wouldn't get in the way, that I would surrender and trust the Lord. And it's not easy for me sometimes, so I just would like prayer if that's okay, just for strength and trusting God. I know that many people try for much longer than me, and I know that a year is not that long, but I also know that it can be hard. And so I just would like strength and the ability to put my hope in the Lord through this time. So thank you so much again. You guys are awesome, and I'm blessed to be part of this community. God bless you. Bye.
Hi, this is Angel Heart. I was just calling. I'm kind of having a hard time right now. My best friend last night accused me of lying about having voices and being possessed by a demon because he doesn't know what it's all about. And I don't have any support by anybody. I don't even know who believes me anymore. Because, I mean, this thing, he's moved around my moods, like compassion, hate, sadness. He's taken away my tears. I can't cry anymore. He's taken away my sneezes. I'm having sexual problems. He's moved my throat and constricted it. He closes my eyes on me. All those things. Plus electrocuting me and pinpricking my toes. All those other little things that I've said before when I've called. But I just don't feel like anybody's hearing me. And I just feel like I'm all alone. And other than the other woman that has the demon possessing her, I know she's there with me and I'm praying for her too. But I just feel like I'm all alone and I don't know how to get rid of it other than praying. So if you could please pray for us, me and this other woman, I would appreciate it.
Hi, DABs. This is Maggie. I'm calling this morning because I had an emergency call regarding my daughter-in-law, Leanne, and I need prayer all throughout the world for her. I guess she's having a problem with an infection in her bladder and in her kidney. I'm not quite sure. I don't want to state the problem because I'm believing in her healing. As we know that Jesus paid the price for our iniquities and we are healed through Jesus' name. I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time. I don't know how to pray for something like this. That's why I'm reaching out for help. I really need prayer for Leanne. And that God will perform a miracle. And she will make it through this. Thank you, Daily Audio Bible. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Jesus, and advance for the miracles that you are performing. God bless everybody. Amen.
Hey, fellow Daily Audio Bible listeners, this is Rosanna from East Tennessee, and I'm calling for the woman who called in, who's a mother of 3 babies, and she has the husband who is struggling with alcoholism. I just want to pray for you. Dear Father, thank you that you have brought this woman to the Daily Audio Bible, and I thank you for the service of her being a mother and serving her family and loving her husband and praying for him. And I pray that you can give her supernatural wisdom and strength to be a mother to these three little babies. And I pray that you would be with her husband. God, I pray that you can draw him to you supernaturally. I pray that you can show him how much you love him and reveal to him that there's nothing in this world that's going to bring happiness and peace besides you. And I pray that you can give his wife wisdom in how to speak to him and love him and care for him, as well as caring for herself and her own family. So, God, I pray for wisdom. Thank you that you love us and you pursue us and you chase after us. Even when we do things that make you sad, you will always love us and you will always pursue us and try to pull us back to you. Thank you for that. And thank you for this day. And thank you, Jesus, for your blood on the cross that covers us and makes us blameless before God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Nancy calling from Medina, New York. Just got some updates and some new prayer requests. These are all in the past couple weeks, and I've needed to call them in. My stepmom, Evelyn, asked for prayer for her friend Judy, who's 77, and she fell and broke her arm during the night, and I guess she's in a lot of pain with that. Also, my daughter's friend, Steve, his dad fell off a ladder at work and has some cracked ribs and a collapsed lung. Not sure if he's saved or not. So can pray for Steve's dad. Also, update on my daughter Nicole's father-in-law, Dean Kohler, who is, you know, still trying to get a liver transplant. He is due for a colonoscopy, but also he saw the liver doctor, and they put in a request for a review for his transplant, so it still is moving along just slowly, but he is not getting worse, but he has good days, bad days. But his wife, Kathy, if you can keep her in your prayer, she's the primary caretaker for her husband. Also, one of my other daughter's friend's mom, and I called about Jeanette before. She is the one that needs a kidney transplant. Well, right now, she had to have eye surgery because she has to have some kind of lens implants because of deterioration and damage to her eyes. So she had one done, but then she got pneumonia, so she has to wait for the other one. And if you can keep Jeanette in your prayers, I believe she is saved. She has pneumonia, but she also has to have another eye surgery. Also, my husband Fred found out today he has an Aunt Kathy up near the Ilion, New York area, and she is elderly, but she's got Alzheimer's pretty bad. Her husband's been taking care of her for the past couple of years. She is now going downhill, and she is not eating or drinking. Her name is Kathy, and his name is Bill. Gotta go. All right, bye.
Worry friend. If worry is your best friend, you'll be stressing. It will run you round. With your sleep, it's messing. It won't save you, cannot change you, ever help you, just control you. It will pull the reins of your every choice. It will grow so loud, you think it's the only voice. It won't stop it, cannot change it, never help it, won't control it. Did you forget whose child you are? Do you neglect to remember his words? I will save you. I can change you. I will help you. I won't control you. But will you be my best friend instead? My peace I give unto you. Your worry friend will isolate you from many good things. You let it separate you. It won't save them, cannot change them, never help them, can't control them. Don't believe it, it cannot help you. Lock the door when it comes knocking. Only faith can keep you walking. Did you forget whose child you are? Do you neglect to remember his words? I will save you, I can change you, I will help you, I won't control you. But will you be my best friend instead? My peace I give unto you. From the desk of CW, have a blessed day.
Hello, my wonderful DAB family. Today is Monday, February 15th, and this is Rosie, also known as Great to Be Free in Jesus, calling in to pray that our children and grandchildren will enjoy a successful marriage and raise godly children continued. Lord, for our children and grandchildren who are already married, We pray that you would cause them and their mate to increase in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22-23. We pray that their hearts will grow close together and not apart. Make the necessary changes in them that are needed. Help each one of them to learn to pray in power for one another. We pray that they will love one another, honor one another, and submit to one another. 1 Peter 5:5. Help them to communicate mutual appreciation and respect. We pray that forgiveness will flow easily between them and that no negative emotions will spoil the atmosphere of their home. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4:8. Thank you, my wonderful DAB family, for allowing me to call these in. I love you. God bless you. Bye.
Hello, DAB family. This is Prairie Sky. I don't call very often, but I've been a faithful listener for 10 years. Tonight I walked in on a conversation my husband was having with his daughter over the telephone, and he's making plans to leave me and to empty the bank accounts and basically leave me stranded with nothing and disappear. I'm planning this whole secret thing. I never realized that things had gotten to that level. But my eyes have been open now, and I realize that I need to leave, and I need to get protection for myself. I'm all alone. I have no friends or family that can help. My husband's been very abusive over the years and has deliberately tried to interfere in any friendship that I've had. So I've never been able to make friends, and I've buried myself in online work because it has kept me sane. And I've been procrastinating about making decisions and praying for a long time that things would improve. But it looks like they're going to fall apart and I'm all alone. So I really need your prayers, family. Please pray for me. Pray for all the estranged women out there who during this time must be going through hell like I am. I love you and I thank you for being here for me.
Hello, Dab family. It's Eyes of a Dove in Snoqualmie, Washington. Wanted to give you guys a praise report. Finally, after a month of finding out my son Brayden had scoliosis and a left curvature, which was a red flag of a spinal cord malformation, and he was a preemie, so it was very scary. We had 3 MRIs. Praise God, our insurance covered those MRIs. And actually, it's a praise report that the insurance will not cover anything more. So he has what's called pseudo scoliosis. It's more of a lifestyle positional scoliosis. He is so thin and he's so tall that he doesn't have the muscle that he needs. And sitting slouched, it has caused his spine to curve dramatically to the left. So while he will need to go 30 visits, 3 times a week, $60 a pop, to the specialist to begin to help correct his spine, it will not progress. It doesn't look like on a sliding scale, it's like 0% progression. So he doesn't have to wear a brace. He won't have to have surgery. This is strictly up to Brayden and his health, fitness, and posture. So praise God. Thank you guys for those that were lifting up Brayden and this the scary diagnosis. Still waiting. I have a test I have to take for internal cells might be cancerous. And it's an intrusive, painful test in March. So if you guys would still be praying for me that those come back negative. But we got Brayden through it. Thank you guys for lifting up my son. And I love you guys.
Bye.
Hey, this is Dan from Maryland. Just want to lift up a prayer for Hannah from New Zealand. You called in about a week or a little bit more ago, just talking about the loss that your family has experienced. Your dad died from suicide back in December, and you lost other family members, or other family members are suffering. Father, I just lift up Hannah, and I pray that you would encourage her today. Lord, I pray that you would work healing inside of her and in her family. Lord, help them to be together and to unite, to grieve with one another, but also to sense your peace and your healing. And I join with my brother David from the USA, just praying as well for a covering, that your Holy Spirit would be present, would cover over the whole family, in Jesus' name. Also, just wanted to say a note to Renzo from Maryland, and just let you know that you really encourage me. It's great to hear you every time you call in. God, I just pray for Renzo. I pray that in the place you've put him today, that you'd make him a light, that he would shine for you, and that he would just be a witness both in his words and his actions for the love and the change that you can bring. And thank you for the light that he already is. Would ask for prayer for my back. It's hurting quite a bit. And thank you, Dab family. Appreciate it. Again, this is Dan from Maryland. God, thanks for this day, and just thank you that you've given us a new day. Thank you for Brian. Thank you for all the other members of this community that are here for one another. And we just thank you for the breath that you give us, and that you guide us through each day, and you offer us your Spirit to protect us and to lead us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, everybody. It's Susan from Canada, Clutch Yellow Flower, calling. And today I'd like to pray for, Dwayne. Dwayne from Wisconsin, who prays for our children all the time. Bless you, Dwayne. But I'd like to pray for your coworker who's going through a horrible divorce. And I just lift her up and her family up to you, Lord God, that the peace of Christ would just enter the situation, that the love of Christ would just enter the situation, that the healing power of Christ will enter the situation, and that God will be glorified through it all. Give strength and wisdom and grace to each person involved. In Jesus' name I pray. And I'd also like to pray for wayward children who are experiencing difficulties. So many of you have these children who need prayer. But I want to remind you what the Bible says, that in trials we are to rejoice. And I believe it's because when our children are experiencing these trials, that God is working in their life. I've seen it. And I'm just going to pray, Lord God, that you would watch over each and every one of our children, that you would guide them down the narrow path that leads to eternity with you. And Lord God, I pray that as they are going through this trial, they will know where their salvation and their help comes from. It comes from you, Jesus. So just draw them near to you in these trials. Open their eyes and stop their ears so they can see and hear the glory of our Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hi, Brian. Happy birthday. I just heard that it was your birthday. I'm not sure if it's today, but have a blessed day and a blessed year. And thank you for your dedication and your wisdom. And I am so grateful to have been introduced to the Daily Audio Bible and 6 weeks in, and I'm so hooked and absolutely love it and enjoy hearing from the community. And my heart has been turned to pray for so many others, and I'm so grateful for that opportunity that God has given me through this avenue. And just want to thank you for you following the Lord and answering His call on your life, because you are blessing just so many people out there, and it's just a wonderful thing. So, thank you. Happy birthday. And thank you for all that you do.
Good morning, DAB family. Thank you so much, Brian, and your family for doing a wonderful job, especially in the kids' Bible. I have my granddaughter listening to it every morning. and she wanted to listen to it while she was with me. But more often, dear Lord, Brian, I just want to pray for everybody in the community. This morning I heard a prayer for Davy, who's 25, from Atlanta, and the doctors are not sure what's wrong with him. But I know everyone's been praying for Latasha. You know, just a son, the guy that called in from Australia. Father God, we want to present everybody in this community to you. You know us by nature and you know us by name. You know us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. You ordained everything that is happening to every one of us right now. But help us to go through this trial, because Father God, you're refining our characters. You're refining us. You're putting us through these tests for things to come. We don't take it lightly. Sometimes we feel angry and frustrated as to why this is happening. But God knows best. And it's his future that our bodies and our minds are going to be in. But we thank you, Holy Ghost, that we can have a community to worship and to fellowship and to share. Oh my God, we just thank you. Forgive us where we know that we've sinned and come short of your glory. Cleanse our heart. Father God, for everybody who's sick, bereaved, lonely, discouraged, we pray that the Holy Spirit would envelope them and love them and keep them in all their ways. Father God, you know best in everything, and help us to trust you more. Help us to love you. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Father God, thank you so much for this day you have given us, for this week and for this month. Lord, I pray that you would meet us where we are and that you'd open our eyes to see you and open our ears to hear you and open our hearts and our minds to receive you. Lord, we lift up our bodies to you and pray for your healing touch. You know, Lord, what ails us most, what we're going through. And I just pray that you'd be at work restoring and renewing and helping us get the advice and the medication we need, and that you'd be giving us the strength and the courage and the opportunities to do that as well. Lord, thank you so much for our families and our friends and our loved ones. And I pray that you would help us to connect to each other. Please be inspiring us, Lord, to give us ideas of how best to do that, and then please be facilitating that to help us get that technology in place, or whatever it is that you'd be equipping us, Lord. And Lord, thank you so much for our mothers. Thank you, Lord, for my mum and the great blessing she is to me. And I pray, Lord, that you'd be blessing her and that she might know and love you more and more. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen. Hi guys, it's Michaela from Gloucester. It is Shrove Tuesday. So I'm looking forward to pancakes tonight and thinking about Lent and using that period to prepare myself for Easter. I hope you all have a blessed day wherever you are. Bye.
Hello, Angel Heart from California. Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much. Please keep listening to the DAB, the readings, and the community prayers. I think it will soothe you and help you. It definitely has helped me. I'm not schizophrenic or hear voices, but I think my son is and does. He denies it, if that is the case, and he does do drugs as well, but I think he does still have the condition. I am lifting you up to the Lord's throne of grace. I am asking the Lord to renew your mind, to not be conformed to this world, but be renewed in your mind, so that you may be able to know what that good and acceptable and perfect will of God is in your life. And I pray for peace and wholeness in your mind and in your heart. And please, please hold on to the feet of Jesus Keep holding on to him. Keep holding on to him. Keep your eyes on him. And I wish the very best for you. Please keep calling in. Please call in again. This is Kira from Denver. Thank you, Dabber, so much. I love you all.
Hi, this is Radiant Rachel. Let's continue praying for our husbands and our men, the men in our lives. Lord, I pray that you would bless the work of my husband's hands. May his labor bring not only favor, success, and prosperity, but great fulfillment as well. If the work he is doing is not in line with your perfect will for his life, reveal it to him. Show him how he should do differently, what he should do differently, and guide him down the right path. Give him strength, faith, and a vision for the future so that he can rise above any propensity for laziness. May he never run from work out of fear, selfishness, or a desire to avoid responsibility. On the other hand, help him to see that he doesn't have to work himself to death for man's approval or grasp for gain beyond what is a gift from you. Give him the ability to enjoy his success without striving for more. Help him to excel, but free him from the pressure to do so. I pray that you will be Lord over his work, and may he bring you into every aspect of it. Give him enough confidence in the gifts you've placed for him to be able to seek, find, and do good work. Open up doors of opportunity for him that no man can close, and develop his skills so that they grow more valuable with each passing year. Show me what I can do to encourage him.
Hi, DAB family. My name is Eunice, and I'm calling you from New Jersey. I wanted to thank Brian for putting together this campfire where brothers and sisters from around the world can come together and connect. And it has been so inspiring, and so it just warms my heart to know that there are people around the world who are listening at all times of the day. We can just come here and connect with one another. So thank you for putting this together. The reason I am calling today is because I am asking for prayer. I am fighting stage 4 cancer. I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer 4 years ago, and I was given 8 months, but God has been so good. I already consider myself a walking, living, breathing miracle because I have been, with the help of God, fighting this disease for 4 years, and not just fighting the disease. I have been living my life, and I'm thriving. And although I have hardships and I have problems, God has kept me alive, and I am so grateful for every day. I am currently on a clinical trial, and the medication that I have been on for the past 7 months is not yielding the expectations that my doctors were hoping. The tumor that I have, that is a cancerous tumor, is unchanged. And so I am asking for prayer that God will...
Hi, everyone. It's Christy.
And this is Tim.
From Kentucky.
Snowy Kentucky.
Snowy Kentucky today. We're not used to seeing this much snow, and we're very blessed. Today I just wanted to call and just wanted to say to Mommy's Little Rock, your call just encouraged me, and I know it encourages so many other people. God bless you, and we will be praying for you through these days. It's a very hard journey. I just wanted to ask for prayer. My friend just texted and asked me to call and put her son Michael on the prayer list. He injured his back and went to the emergency room, and they did not take x-rays or do an MRI, or they just sent him home with medication. and he is continuing to be in pain. So his mom actually took him, and he's older. He's in his mid-30s. His mom actually took him to a chiropractor today, and he's very concerned about his condition and wrote a script for a MRI. So if you would, please keep Michael in your prayers. And also her friend Sandy asked for prayer before. This is the young woman who was traveling with her husband from Florida to Utah, and there was a just tragically, her husband had a heart attack on the road and died. Shortly after that, she lost her her dog that they both loved so very much. And today I got a call that she has been scammed out of $200,000 in the sale of her home in Florida. And as you can guess, this woman is absolutely devastated. So just asking if you all would keep Sandy and Michael in your prayers. All right, everyone. I love you so much, and I pray that each of you are having a most blessed and lovely day.
Hey, family. It's Tamika. I really need your help for prayer. I really, really, I need to find an apartment. I am actually in a hotel, and I've been here for a long time, and I got some assistance. I just need to find a place, and I have to find a place in time for my other kids to come back and visit for the summer. So please, 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 please pray with me. I need to get my apartment as soon as possible and a good job to go with it, Lord. You guys are all that I have as far as other people that are possibly praying. Please, please help me for my kids' sake. I pray you guys are all blessed and taken care of. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, Bob from Arizona, listening. I believe it was the 23rd of February. Podcast. And anyway, a young gal or a young boy just caught the last name, Isabel from Georgia. Young person asking for prayer. Right side of the brain was damaged. Doesn't work well, I believe, was where the words used. And I simply pray for that young person. That I praise God that she or he called in and that they requested prayer, and the face of that child is very inspiring to me and heartbreaking in some ways that, you know, who knows why, but God knows why. And actually, they've been used mightily, I think, this morning. A lot of people have heard the prayer and just cry out to you, Lord, that you would have mercy. Yet maybe you've already shown your mercy and you have praise and glory for that wonderful person who has a wonderful faith. Talking to you, talking to the community, pray for them. I do pray for healing. I just pray that that faith would be continued and strengthened, Father. Bless her, or him. You know who that is. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, my beautiful Dab fam. This is Kingdom Seeker Daniel. This message is for Angel Heart from California. My dear sister, I want to encourage you and I want to pray for you. But let me just say that I just learned that my son, Daniel, is being diagnosed with schizophrenia. And so my heart is right here with you. But here's what I'd like to encourage you with and challenge you with. I know my son is hurting deeply. I know for a fact he's hurting on a number of levels. And so my challenge and encouragement to you is to ask the Lord to reveal to you if there is any place in your life from childhood to the present day that you may recall being hurt, being harmed anyway, any devastating event that occurred in your life that you might be holding on to. I want to encourage you and challenge you to ask the Lord to give you the strength and the presence of mind to release that thing, because these things have a way of slipping into our lives and setting up strongholds. So that's my encouragement for you. Let me pray for you real briefly. Father, I pray for Angel Heart in California, and I'm asking God that you would reveal yourself to her and show her if there's any place in her life from childhood to the present day where she might be holding on to any devastating situation. God, I pray that you would give her the mind to release it, to let it go, let the person go, let the people go, so that she can be free and healed in Jesus' name.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, my soul will rise to thee. Father God, you are holy. Early in the morning, we get up. We listen to these prayers. Father, we beseech you. We lay these prayers on your throne. And Father, this morning my heart is touched for Keith and Delene in New England. Keith and Delene with their 5 children. 30 years of marriage, Lord God. And the enemy is coming in and whispering and speaking and communing with Delene's broken spirit, Father God. Father, she's somehow stuck in her hurt and her bitterness and her anger and her exhaustion over the situations in her marriage, and she can't let go of the past with Keith's bipolar situations that had occurred. I know my mom was bipolar schizophrenic for, well, she still is, but she was medicated for it, and it was so hard. And I know that it's difficult, but just like any other part of the body, we have brokenness in our heart, our lungs, our brain. You know, it doesn't make us a bad person. It just makes it difficult. Father, and thank you for healing Keith and giving him a chance at a fresh mental health. And I just pray for Delene, God, that you would do heart surgery on her. Change her mind, oh God. Make it ever new. Father, give her a fresh new look at her marriage.
Hey, siblings. It's your little sis, his little Cherie in Canada, and I might sound funny. I actually just woke up and I'm still in bed. I've got my white noise machine on, which you may hear in the background. I still have my earplugs in, so I can't hear myself. Oh, wait, I just took them out. That's better. I just wanted to share this with you right now, this very minute, because I just woke up from a sleep that was partly difficult. I've had twitching in my legs again, which I haven't had for months, which means that I wake up a lot. But when I woke up just now, a ditty came to me, and it goes like this. You did it. You did it. You brought me through. You did it. You did it. You brought me through. And I've just been lying here singing that over and over because he brought me through the night and I actually got some sleep. And I'm so grateful. And I was just singing that ditty with tears streaming down my face. I didn't think I was going to sleep, but I did. But then I realized that it's not just the night that he brought me through. The ditty is about him bringing all of us through all of it to resurrection morning. And then I started singing, you'll do it, you'll do it, you'll bring us through. You'll do it, you'll do it, you'll bring us through. Amen.
Hi, my name is Big Heart of Bed.
And this is Radiant Rachel.
From Pennsylvania. We're right now at her house.
We're at Mom's house, my house. Together, snuggling on the couch. And
We have a prayer request. Go ahead, Ben.
Please help me to focus on doing my schoolwork. I'm already good at a little bit of that.
You're doing very well in school. Yes. His grades are good, but you would like some prayer for focus and attention, right?
Do you like my well? Do you like my house?
Okay, see, we're losing the attention already. And we thank you all for your prayers, and we're praying for you. And we love hearing the kids come on and pray, and we're praying for your prayer requests and your daddies and your mommies to get saved and to come to the kingdom and be kingdom contributors. Amen.
Amen.
Do you have any other prayers, Ben?
No, amen.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
And we love Ziki. Bye.
Bye.
Good morning, family. I am Mike Hamlin. I'm from Flint, Texas. I haven't called in a while. I called earlier this year, about my daughter's breast cancer. And I want to give you a little update and a new prayer request. She's done very well. She's got through her chemo without a problem. Everything looks good. She's done her hormone therapy and some other things that I don't understand. But she's doing well. Her hair is growing back. It's a different color than it was originally, but she looks great anyway. And the new request is that my son-in-law's family lost their matriarch this morning on the 17th of February. She's been in and out of the hospital with Alzheimer's and dementia and all that stuff. She's gone down fairly quickly in the recent weeks, and she finally went home within the last couple of hours. It's 10:30 in the morning here in West Texas. I thank you for your prayers for them, and I appreciate it. Appreciate this community and all that it stands for and all it does for the people. We know that prayer works, and there's nothing like a prayer from those of you, those that you love. Thank you. God bless you. And I'll try to call back more often. Thank you.
Hey, Dabbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. Listen to the DAB kids right before work starts is pretty cool. So I like listening to that. Ezekiel just finished his, and all the DAB kids just finished their first book in the New Testament. So congratulations from that. Dwayne from Wisconsin, amen to your prayers for your dad's health. Greg from Southwest Sweden, amen to your prayers for Brian and all of the DAB leaders that are keeping this thing on the thing. And amen to prayers for Golden in Nevada. Amen to Prodigal. Hey, buddy, just to watch the financial scams. I know I love your heart, man. I love your heart. Just watch the financial scams that are out there. Just take care of yourself, brother. We're still praying for you. Blind Tony on the piano singing. I think the song was You Just Stand. That was an awesome song. Addicted to Christ and your new friend Seamus the Muslim. You know, there's a surah, Al-Madesh. I didn't write it down right, but it's 582. And this is what it says out of the Quran. And you'll certainly find that the people most hostile against the believers are Jews and the ones you ascribe partners to Allah. You will certainly find that the closest of them, so the closest to the Muslims in friendship with the believers are those who say we are Christians. That is because among them there are priests and monks and because they are not arrogant. So the Quran actually says that Muslims will be closest to us Christians. So I think that's pretty cool. And Ma'adai 582, it's a surah in the Quran. So you can share that with your friend. Amen to prayers for Jesus visiting us, for us getting to visit Jesus every single day when we get to heaven. That was something I heard from the DAB kids.
Good afternoon, DAB family. God bless you all. Sean from Australia, newbie to the DAB. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to the family. You know, your faith, you know, getting baptized. Hallelujah. Alyssa, you called in for those visually impaired, you know, the man from Ohio, and my dear friend walking by faith, I love you, I miss you, by his grace, Cherie, COVID and breast cancer daughter, 17, 19, 22, your husband, who isn't always supportive, family needs more faith, including her. I am believing in the name of Jesus for the Lord to touch you in the name of Jesus. Micah, yes, you're right. COVID has instilled a spirit of fear, but that is not of God. You're absolutely right. God wants us to be more united and not divided. God bless you. Golden McQueen, 9-year-old boy, Nevada. Grandma died. I am so sorry. You know, I know this is a little late, but know that I am praying for you and I'm praying for your heart in the name of Jesus. Pamela from Pennsylvania, you lived your life with fear because of your dad with schizophrenia. I am praying in the name of Jesus for the spirit of fear to be trampled under your feet in the name of Jesus. Blind Tony, God bless you. It's great to hear from you. Jeanette from Denmark. Yes, being quiet, you know, still enables us to feel the presence of God. Yes, hallelujah. Flourishing in the desert, you know, you struggled throughout 2020 dealing with an abusive relationship. You know, you were introduced to DAB by all the treasures in Wyoming. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is life changing, you know, welcome, joyful paradise in Texas, you know, double dabber, first time, God bless you, God bless you, dearly beloved from Minnesota, you know, I am so sorry about the hysterectomy, but know that I am praying for you and for total healing in the name of Jesus. Abby from Maryland, call in more often, God bless you, we love you. Esther from Orlando.
Father, I pray for Doug from Oklahoma, and I just pray for this vaccine, the COVID vaccine that he's already taken by now, but I just want to pray for him and the anxiety and the fear that he was feeling about it when he called in. And I just pray, God, that you would just take these moments where he is feeling anxiety attacks and fear. And I pray that in those moments would be when he senses you the most, and or that he just is aware of your presence even in those moments. And I pray that there is no adverse effect with the vaccine, that it does what it's supposed to do and it protects him from getting the virus, and that it would just help him and to remain healthy. And we thank you for that. Thank you for the vaccines, and thank you for your help and your grace in these troubling times. And I thank you, God, that Doug called in. He's a good speaker. And we love you, Doug, and we are glad that you called in. It was good to hear your voice, and hope to hear from you again in the future. Love you, brother. Bye.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Godsmile here. Esther from Orlando, you've been on my heart and my mind all afternoon, so I would just like to sing for you. Oh, let the Son of God enfold you with his Spirit and his love. Let him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Oh, let him have those things that hold you, and his Spirit like a dove will descend upon your life and make you whole. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lungs. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lamps. Father God, we as a community lift up Esther before your throne of grace. Lord, we wrap our arms around her and ask that your presence that is always with her be felt today, Lord, and in the coming days. I might not be in tune, but with her being on my heart, I cannot but respond with a song and a prayer. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love. Thank you, your love will never fail her. Time's ticking away, Esther. Kiss, kiss.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible, it's Christy from Ohio. Just wanted to share praise. My freelance project is done, and there were a couple of challenges, but it is finally finished, so I can breathe a sigh of relief. And I just want to thank everyone who has prayed for me, especially his little Cherie, who mentioned she was praying a couple times. So thank you so much. Bye.
Hi, DAB family. This is Dorothy out in California. I just wanted to tell you that God answered your prayers, our prayers. Or at least thank you for praying for me. I'm selling my house. I was sad and scared about it, and I was asking God for his guidance and to hold me in his timing. And this morning he gave me a dream and showed me the miracles he can do and what obedience looks like, and the detriment of not obeying, and just we had a nice conversation, and I felt his reassurance and his peace, and the things he has planned for me are awesome. I just need to get with the program. No, he was actually really nice, and I just wanted to thank you guys for your prayers. I was so distraught and crying every day, feeling, I just wanted to thank you. I love you, DAB family. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. For the things he has done. Do not be afraid. I need to learn. Anyway, praise God. I'm running out of time.
Hey, my amazing Dab fam. This is Kingdom Seeker Daniel. So, family, I just wanted to bring you guys up to speed regarding Daniel II. As of last week, my ex-wife informed me that her intentions to come back to Chicago with my son, those plans fell through. She's not going to be able to come here, and so she's still in Austin, Texas, and not really sure what she's going to do at this point. So I would just ask your prayers to continue to ask God's will to be done concerning my son. They did do some diagnosis, but we're still following through on that to, you know, get some follow-up. But they're saying that it appears that he may have schizophrenia. And so I'm just believing that the Lord is at work even still and will bring my son completely through this ordeal. So please pray for my son. And I just wanted to say a colossal, humongous thank you to each and every one of you that have reached out either here on this platform or in private. I can't even begin to express how awesome you guys are. So thank you from the very depths of my heart. I love each and every one of you.
Hi, this is Darren from Texas. Please could you pray for me? I have an alcohol addiction, and I've had to undergo a surgery due to that. And It's been very painful and difficult. And I'm in pain 24/7, even with the medication. And I could just really use some prayer for my addiction and for the pain. I would really appreciate it. Thank you.
Good morning. Today is February the 17th. This is Chandra calling from Maryland. I was listening to the broadcast. I'm glad that I'm more on track than I usually am. I've been a member since 2014. But anyway, I was listening to the podcast from February the 4th, and I wanted to say two things. First, I wanted to say for Jesus, your testimony about going from, you know, studying the Quran and how, you know, the book in it, you know, the Quran itself was making more indications about Jesus and about Christianity and things like that than what people would say or something like that. And it's touching for me because I have males in my family who are just like running and refusing to hear the truth of the gospel and about God's love and stuff, that they would rather use their, they would rather use their feelings or anger or whatever type of emotions to try to shadow off God speaking and doing a wonder, working in their life. And of course, I would ask that everybody please keep my family in your prayer. And the second part is, I was listening to God's Grace in Japan, and congratulations on your marriage. And I'm happy for you. And I am 42 years old, and I want to get married, but I feel that, you know, I have so many things that in my mind and my eyes would try to hold off and stop and delay things from moving. You know, of course, the Lord already showed me about my family and things like that.
Hi, family. It's Tamika again. I thank you for your prayers. I am getting better over the COVID, and I pray that God continues to open up some doors for my future as far as finding a place and getting me through these injuries and working with comp and all kinds of stuff. But I'm calling because while I've been staying in this hotel, I've been here since October now, because my apartment and everything just didn't work out. And I've come to know the people here a lot. And the oldest father has passed away yesterday. And I'm just praying that you can lift up their family. Sorry, I don't know his name, but he was such a sweet man. But I know how it is to have somebody that you really look up to in the family just pass. So I pray that you, and he did get COVID from what I understand before he ended up in ICU. So please keep their family covered as well. Unfortunately, that won't really help. That's like saying fifth, but if you could just keep the Red Roof family in Carlisle, PA, covered in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, everyone. Just wanted to call in, get some prayers. My wife and I just had our 20-week ultrasound, and they found an issue with our baby's heart. The cardiologist says it's the worst he's ever seen. He's missing his pulmonary artery, and one of his valves is leaking in his left chamber. And we just pray that the fluid around his heart doesn't spread. We pray that he's strong and hopefully, if delivery goes well, they'll have to perform 3 surgeries to save him. We're just asking, please just pray for us. Keep our baby in your minds, in your hearts. Thanks.
Pray for our children who have turned from God. Dear God, you know our hearts. You hear our prayers and care about all that concerns us. to understand the burden we carry and how we want more than anything to see our loved ones come to you. Help us to remember that you love them more than we ever could, and you desire to extend your great love and forgiveness, your mercy and hope. Thank you that nothing is too difficult for you. Thank you that your promise, that your power is ultimate, and you came to set the captive free. Thank you that you wait with arms open for our prodigals to return, that you look for his or her arrival, lavishly celebrate that they've come home. We praise you, for you are our Redeemer, our Rescuer, our Savior and Lord. We know and believe that there's no pit so deep that your love can't reach us still. We understand that your mercies are new every morning and your faithfulness is great. Lord, we ask that you would halt the plans of the enemy over these we love as we bring them before you right now. We pray that his schemes will be demolished and that your plans for good, for the future and hope would prevail. Would you open blind eyes that they might see the truth? Would you rescue those walking in darkness and heal the deep wounds of those who've been hurt? We pray for your miraculous intervention of your Spirit to draw them to yourself.
Hey, my sweet Dab fam, this is Kingdom Seeker Daniel. This call is for 13-year-old Desiree. Oh, my dear. My dear. My heart so goes out to you. And I wanted to, definitely want to pray for you, but I just wanted to pass along a verse of scripture that you're probably familiar with, but just in case you're not, Psalms 27, verse 10 says, "When my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up." So Desiree, I want you to know your dad, heavenly dad, will always be there no matter who is not there for you. So in this case with your dad not being on the scene and your mom not being well, your heavenly dad has taken you up and will continue to take you up. And so you be encouraged, my dear, and know that God has you right in the palm of his hands. And just from hearing your voice, it sounds like God is really just holding you close to him, because you really have a sense of strength and comfort. So let me pray. Father, thank you for what you're doing in precious Desiree's life. Will you continue to sustain her and keep her and comfort her while you're going after both her dad and her mom, biologically speaking? Will you save them, rescue them out of their state, and keep Desiree in the process and the rest of her family in Jesus' name?
This is dedicated to my Lord. I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe in me. I've given you my heart. I love you, and you alone were meant for me. Please give your loving heart to me and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Lord, I'm never lonely. Whenever you're inside, oh, I love you for reasons. I hope you do believe in me. I've given you my heart.
This message is for soaring on eagle's wings. I'm very behind on the community prayer. I'm back in August 15th. And I always am happy when you call in. I'm not happy that you're enduring pain and sickness, but I consider you one of my spiritual mentors. And on this podcast, you're talking about a man that you write to in prison, Christopher Wagner. And I've written down the names of the and numbers of the other two men and the address. But I'm wondering if you could send me Christopher Wagner's number so that I can write to him too. You can reach me via email at Joe Miller, joemiller3380@gmail.com. And I'm also on the Facebook Friends group as Joanne N. Miller, if you get on there. But I would love to have Christopher's number too, because Jesus wants us to reach out to those who are in prison. And
hi, this is Teresa from Indiana, and this call is for Tiffany from Cleveland. And I just want you to know that you will feel joy again. I lost my son in 2010. He was 18 to suicide. But before he passed away, I saw him fall to his knees and give his heart to Jesus. And although his mind wasn't right and his emotions weren't right, his heart belonged to Jesus. And that comforts me. But I need you to know that I know that feeling. I absolutely could not feel the Lord's presence for months after I lost him. I was just in such turmoil and hurt from losing my child. And but you will feel joy again. And my only advice to you is to just get in the Lord's presence. Try to worship him and love on him, and just the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I know you need that, because you need that strength. So just worship the Lord as much as you can, and you will feel joy again. In Jesus' name, I'm praying for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, family. This is Dawn Rising in Michigan, and I just wanted to give a shout out to Renzo in Maryland. I just really appreciate your calls. I appreciate your vulnerability about your previous addictions. I praise God that you've been released from them. And I just want to thank you for calling in and being vulnerable and sharing your story. I know there's many people that struggle with many kinds of addictions. And thank you for giving people hope and that they also can be freed from theirs. So anyway, thank you for being a part of this family, and thank you for sharing and being vulnerable. I know you're encouraging a lot of people. Have a great day. Bye.
Good morning, my dad family. This is Lady Victory on Thursday morning, the 18th of February. Just calling in you guys to say hey. It's been a while. Just went over to the dad C and said the same thing, because Miss Salt and Light called me out. She said it's been a while since I have been on here. I was trying to be like low-key and incognito, and she, on the January 30th community prayer, she called me out, Salt and Light. So, hey, Miss Salt and Light, hope you're doing good. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for bringing me out of my little
I don't know where I was. I'm here. I usually call in when I'm led by the Lord to call in for somebody. And I have to admit, you guys, I'm working like a temp assignment at the most amazing place in the world, the Bible League International. And when I tell you, it's amazing. We have prayer at work. We pray for each other at work. We pray for the donors on the phone. I'm like, really? Is this for real? But yes, I'm able to listen to you guys on the phone while I'm at work. So it's an amazing place. So since I've been doing that, I've kind of been slacking on my listening. So that might be why you guys haven't heard from me a lot. Yeah, I'm confessing. But we always family. We're going to be family whether I listen or not. So thank you, Miss Salt and Light, for bringing me out, calling me out. So hope you guys are having a great day. Love you all, and be encouraged. And I'll be calling in more often. Bless you.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Elisa from South Holland. I thank God for each of you. I thank God for the Brian Harding and the Harding family for delivering the message and giving us a clear understanding of God's word. Today I'm seeking prayer for the CEO of my organization. I ask you to be in prayer with me that God softens her heart. We work in a community health in the underserved communities, and not only myself, but the rest of the management team needs prayer for our strength so that we can keep providing good service and resources for the people we serve. It's very hard to work under her leadership. No one is exempt from her wrath. I just ask that God softens her heart, shows her how to talk to her staff. We're an awesome team and we all are very talented, but it's very difficult to work under this kind of scrutiny each and every day. I know God is a healer. I know God can change the situation. I just ask that you pray for her. Ask that you pray for us, her leadership team as well. I ask you to pray for the patients that we serve on a daily basis, and that pray for the disparities that they go through. I thank each and every one of you. I love you. I thank God for the DAB family, and I do know prayer works. So I'm asking for your prayers.
This is from Junk to Treasure. And we are lifting up today to the throne of grace the people who are being affected by the severe weather that's going on in several states across our country. Lord, as I look out my window right now and I see more snow falling, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you will protect all of the people that have to be out in this weather, our firemen, our police officers, our first responders, our National Guard troops, and all the people who are trying to get food and water to the people who are lacking. We just pray for the safety of all the linemen, once again, Lord, who are trying to help those without power. We ask in your name of all gifts that you give us to provide ways for the people who are snowed in and the electricity is out due to ice. We pray that the people traveling in vehicles will keep from having horrendous wrecks, Lord. Keep them safe. Keep their cars in the direct path of the road. We pray for all of the people who have been affected by tornadoes, Lord. We just ask that you let them recover. Heavenly Father, fix the infrastructure, Lord Jesus, with your mighty miracle-working hands. so that the people can have power again. Help clean up the debris from the tornadoes, Lord, so people can regain their natural way of living and providing for themselves. In the name of Jesus.
I am requesting prayer for my children, particularly my daughter, who has mental disability. She was not born with it. She developed it a couple of years ago. And I believe in God for complete healing. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. This is Addicted to Christ, or Pelham, down in Alabama. Now I'm in Montevallo, calling in just to touch base. I love you guys so much. Brian, thank you for your explanation of the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit today. That's the best way I've ever heard it explained, and wow, thanks for the prayer after, because I'm pretty sure we're covered in the blood of Jesus. We are forgiven, and we are the children of God. But now I know why that spirit makes me want to say those things. I need prayer for a vehicle and my situation. The Lord has revealed the calling involving a business opportunity, a opportunity to speak into the world through a publication. Speed up that process so I can start editing a addiction recovery magazine fast. There's so many things happening. It is wild. I've been sent an Aaron to my Moses, or a Moses to my Aaron, or I'm his Aaron and he's my friend, who I'm calling the tool of the Lord right now. He doesn't know his spiritual name quite yet because he's asking and he's waiting and he's listening. But I like to call him the tool of the Lord. He's pretty incredible. And, I want to thank the Lord and all those out there that have been praying for me. Without y'all's prayers, I would surely not be here anymore. Brian, you blew it out of the water today. Thanks, guys. I love you.
Hey, it's Matt O'Toole here with Pelham 123 Go, always ready to go for Christ. Brought me in. It's Big Fish, Little Fish, Milo and Otis going down the river together in the little cardboard box. Don't know where we will end up. That cardboard box one day I hope will turn into a miracle vehicle that will help us get through the day on our journey to wherever he's leading us. I can't thank you enough for whoever put that message out today. It has forever changed my life. Dad has not just brought me here today to sit down and listen with full intent of getting whatever I could out of it. But Brian, I understand. Thank you so much. God bless you. A man of God, I was meant to hear that message today. It will forever change the way I act and react. Thank you so much. Again, I'm here with Pelham.
Hey, guys.
A warrior in Christ with me.
He's a demon conqueror.
And I'm ready to start this journey. God bless you all.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Jessica from California. Today I'm calling in to say a prayer for Beth from Delaware and her husband, Dan. Beth, I'm just honored to hear that you have such good trust in the Lord, and I'm sure that he's honored to hear that. And by calling the Daily Audio Bible, you put your husband and his health in the right hands, and that's the hands of Jesus Christ. Lord, I just want to say a prayer for Beth. Lord, just put your comforting arms around her and also her husband who's alone in the hospital. Lord, because of the virus, many people can't be with their loved ones when they go to the hospital. Lord, please give her trust in you that she's going to bring her husband. You're going to bring her husband through this, and that they will be reunited, safe, healthy, and happy, Lord. I just want to say all this in Jesus' name. And Beth, thank you for calling in and placing your husband in Jesus' arms. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hi, guys. This is Paula from Albuquerque.
It is Wednesday, February 18th. I hope that you guys are having a great week, and I hope that those of us that had snow are seeing it melt and we're being able to get back to our normal lives, if you will. I'm listening to the community prayer from last Saturday, the 13th. And Summer from Ohio, your prayer was so beautiful. My daughter just called me a couple of weeks ago after she had one of those nightmares about her son. And the sad part is the vision that the evil one was trying to get her to see was that it was her dad that was the evil one, because their relationship is so bad. Anyway, I encouraged her by reminding her that I had had one of those dreams after she and her brother were born. Two separate times I woke up that way, just in tears. So thank you for that. And I pray that all of you young parents that are going through that, just remember that the evil one wants to attack our thoughts as well. He wants us to think what he puts in our heads is true, but we know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, right? So find you a scripture verse, as Slave of Jesus always reminds us. I love you all. Have a very blessed week.
I got wonderful news. My name is Ray Sharon. I'm from Colorado Springs. I've been reading your words from the Bible, and I'm telling you, I'm very happy, not mad, not thinking of any passes or anything. But I understand that when I've been doing things wrong, I would not get no farther than the way I am right now. You see, God is wonderful. God is good. What happened there? And he loves us all just as much as we love him. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for me. And keep me watch over your Holy Spirit. Make your heart and mind and spirit be within me. And let me stay in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, I forgot to give you my email. My name is Ray Sharon. My email is raymond.sharon@icloud.com. Thank you.
Hey, my incredible dad fam. This is Kingdom Seeker Daniel. This message is for, I believe the name is Renzo from Maryland. You sound like a young man, and Renzo, you have so blessed me and put me in the mind of my son, and you have encouraged me and given me hope for my son. And I don't know exactly how old you are, but I'm assuming that you are somewhere in the ballpark of my 25-year-old son. And so I have so appreciated the way you have called in to affirm others and to pray for others and to speak life to others. And so I just asked the Lord, how could I encourage you? How could I encourage this young man? And I want to affirm you for the way you have stood in the gap for others. And so I want to speak life over you. And I pray for a Joseph anointing to sweep through your life. I pray that the Lord will secure you on every side. I pray that the Lord will watch over you and he will direct your steps. And I pray that the Lord will continue to guard your heart, guard your mind, guard your soul. And I ask that the Lord will keep you in perfect peace with your mind stayed on him. And I'm asking that the Lord will surround you on every side, that there will be no good thing that will be withheld from you as you continue to walk upright before him, young man. God's got an amazing plan for your life. Stand fast. be encouraged.
Hello, my wonderful DAB family. Today is Thursday, February the 18th, and it's Rosie, and also known as Great to Be Free in Jesus, calling in to pray that our children and grandchildren will enjoy a successful marriage and raise godly children continued. Lord, help our children and grandchildren to be the best spouse possible. Teach them the things needed to make a marriage successful. Give them understanding, patience, and the ability to communicate well. We pray that there will be no pride in them that would stir up strife, but rather they would trust in you and be prospered. Proverbs 28:25. Take out of their life anything that would keep them from becoming the spouse you want them to be. We pray that their heart will be kind and soft toward their spouse and that they will always be each other's top priority. We pray there will be no divorce in their future. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. What God has joined together, let not man separate. Matthew 19:6. Thank you, my wonderful DAB family, for allowing me to call these in. I love you. God bless you. Bye.
Hey, everybody. This is Jordan out of Kansas City in the United States. I just wanted to call and ask for prayer for a former client of mine through work that I'm no longer working with, but was able to reconnect with yesterday by phone. And 2 years ago, he was robbed and shot 5 times. And he's been in the hospital ever since. He said he thought he was going to die, but thankful the Lord spared his life. But he isn't able to walk, and provide for his family. He was in decent spirits. I'm not sure his spiritual background. He's able to feel all his limbs except for his left arm, and move, except he's not able to bear his weight. So I just wanted to ask for prayer that, he would be able to walk. The Lord would deliver him and he'd be able to provide for his family. He said his family really struggled financially, with his wife trying to work, with, you know, not the best paying job to provide for 4 kids. So I just want to pray for him and his family. His name's Aaron. If everybody could do that, that would be amazing. Not really sure what I can do for him, but just praying that the Lord would allow him to walk and get back to work in the near future. Thank you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. It is February 18th. Tomorrow is my daughter's birthday. And the 22nd is my oldest granddaughter's birthday, and the 7th was my little granddaughter's birthday, which she is 3 now. Anyways, I wanted to get prayer because next door, the lady next door, she moved up to the 12th floor. I live on the 10th floor of a 12th floor building. And she moved up to the 12th floor, and I found out where the smoking in my window came from because she's up there. Because I think some people smoke marijuana and they smoke cigarettes. And whatever she was smoking was really giving me a lot of headaches and making me sick, giving me sore throats. And it almost made me get asthma, the breathing problems. And if you were to, like, talk about COVID, I probably had all the symptoms of COVID, but it was off of what she was smoking. So I still get headaches a little bit, but not as much as I did. And I've been running humidifiers and an air filter. And I got plants because they filter the air. And I've pretty much been taking care of myself. So, and I changed my diet. So I hope that helps my headaches and stuff. And I bought some vitamin D3. So
I hope that's all that is going on.
Hi, everyone. This is Christy.
And this is Tim.
From Kentucky. It is a snowy, beautiful day here. We rarely get this much snow, but it is just a winter wonderland outside, and so we are enjoying this day. However, we have a sweet friend, and she is in the hospital. I had a severe backache. Her name is Marcia. Went to the doctor, and in an MRI showed that she had a severe infection in her spine, and she is in the hospital right now. Marcia is a walking miracle, as she came very close to death about 10 years ago. And our entire church, we weren't there at the time. We were in Kentucky, but this is in Florida, and the entire church just about showed up at the hospital, and they stayed, and they did a prayer vigil. And she came back from the brink of death. God is so good and so faithful. And we believe in the name of Jesus that Marcia will be healed again. Just wanted us to undergird her in prayer. Also wanted to pray for all of those that live in Texas that are going through such a horrific time in the snow. While it can be beautiful, it could also be deadly. And so we are praying for our brothers and sisters in Texas for safety and that they will get released. God is faithful, and he will show up. He always does. All right, everyone. I love you guys so very much, and I pray that each of you are having a most blessed and lovely day.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. Can you pray for me? Because I don't think I'm dealing with this COVID virus thing very well. I think it's starting to get to me emotionally and mentally and maybe spiritually, but it's starting to get to me. I've been holding it up in there. I've been hanging in there, trying to keep my focus, but I think there's just too much going on right now with this stuff, and I don't think the mask really helped me because those are what causes me the most anxiety and stress. And I know everybody's telling me about safe and all kinds of stuff. You know what? You can tell me that till you're blue, but it's not helping me mentally to hear this. It's not helping me anyway, anyhow, no interaction with people. Social distancing, I feel like it's offensive to me. And I'm just expressing my feelings, you know, you guys. And I know how you guys probably feel. I've heard all the stories about how I should feel, but that's how someone else is feeling. That's not how I'm feeling. I'm just overwhelmed with it, and it's been weighing me down. And, you know, I just want to get through it. I just want this thing to end and be over. I just want God to clean this earth of it and it be over so we can live our lives again at peace, harmony, and love, and a sound mind.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Jessica from California. I'm just calling to in regards to a prayer request from a woman. I didn't catch her name, but she's calling to ask for prayer for her son who defeated a drug addiction and then now has been diagnosed with a brain tumor, and he suffers with seizures, and he's on seizure medication, and he is getting very angry. Lord, I just pray that you come and touch this man's mind, his brain, his life, his family, Lord. I just pray that you come and give them peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, I just pray that he turns his eyes to you in remembrance of how you delivered him from his drug problem and that how you saw him through every step of the way, Lord. And I pray that he'll turn his eyes to you again and trust that you're going to see him through this problem, this thing that's going on in his life right now, Lord. I just pray that you give his doctors all the wisdom and that comes from you, Lord, to help him heal, and also give his family grace and mercy, Lord. Help them be understanding to what he's going through, the anger and the hurt that he's feeling, Lord. Please just help them all to show compassion and love, and to where he sees your love coming through his own family, Lord, and that he thanks you, Lord, that for the life that he's been given. I just pray for complete healing in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen.
Hey, today's the 16th. An angel said today's your birthday, Brian. I imagine it's just around today. So I'd like to pray happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brian. Happy birthday to you. Today's really the 18th. Thank you so much for this podcast. And it's just such a blessing. And I'm so glad the Blackwing 602 pencils are available. And the other ones, and I think what happened is Jill kept talking about it, so all these people started ordering it, and they ran out. And so just really appreciate you and Jill. And I'm listening to Psalms, Proverbs, Daily Audible, and the regular, I'm sorry, and the chronological. And I'm just praying my grandson would like to listen to Ezekiel. But he's 12, so just pray for Dean. He's a sweetheart. That he would, anyway, want to listen to that. But I don't see him as much right now. But he does listen to Superbook with me from CBN, if any of you heard of that. Anyway, love you all so much. And Angel said she might come visit me, so that's really exciting. Thank you. Bye-bye. Alta Lee from Colorado Springs. Abiding in Jesus. Thank you.
Hi, this is Galina from Atlanta. I called a couple of times. I just need your prayers right now for my mother, Nellie. I'm in the hospital right now, and things are not looking good. And this is not exactly COVID situation. She's just old. But pray for a miracle. I just need this miracle right now. Thank you.
Hi, this is Radiant Rachel. Let's continue praying for our husbands and the men in our lives. Continuation. I pray that his work will be established, secure, successful, satisfying, and financially rewarding. May he not be lagging in diligence, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, Romans 12:11. Let him be like a tree planted by the stream of your living water, which brings forth fruit in due season. May he never wither under pressure, but grow strong and prosper. Psalms 1:3. In Jesus' name we pray. I'd also like to request a prayer for my family. My stepdaughter's mom has been exposed to COVID. And one of my stepdaughters has CF, so they're staying with us until everything's cleared back at their mom's. And so we have a couple extra days with them, which is awesome, and we love spending time with them. But we just pray for healing for her mom, their mom, and just pray covering over our whole family in Jesus' name. Thanks, guys. Bye. Oh, and for salvation for her and her family, and for the family members in my family and extended family, like to join with Rebecca from Michigan, the school bus driver, in praying for salvation for a revival. So, Lord, we lift these things up to you today, and we pray in the name of Jesus that you will pour out your Holy Spirit over your people, and that they will lead many to your kingdom, and that those will become kingdom contributors in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, this is Jerry calling from Duluth, Minnesota.
It's 3:51 in the morning, day 665 of my renewed journey of the DAB, and day 50 of the year, February 19th. Appreciate so much, Brian, your words on the harvest and our soul of our heart. And my prayer is that my heart would be good soil and that I may do my part in my responsibility to break up the fallow ground. Sea Guy, thank you for your call, the homelessness that you faced, lost all your stuff, an injury from work and the workman's comp that's needed. I pray that it might come through for you. Natalie, thank you for calling and praying for each person that calls in, for the gentleman who had a heart attack and bipolar and struggling with the job and family. Ethan, thank you for calling about your friend Chris, and may he turn back to the Lord. Margaret and Tiffany, pray for joy after the daughter has died, and thank you for your call for her. And Janet from the UK, for the mother with breast cancer. I also would like to ask prayer for our church family. It's a struggling church in Superior, Wisconsin, right across the bridge from Duluth, Minnesota. Kind of going through a tough time, need a building, need a place to meet. Pastor's a little bit discouraged. Pray for Pastor Ken in Lake Point Church. Thank you much. God bless. Bye.
Hi, family. This is Dawn Rising from Michigan. I'm just reaching out to Howard to ask about how his son is doing. I've been thinking about you and your son and praying for his foot. Please call in. Also wondering how your running is going. I've been thinking about you and praying for you and hope that your spiritual journey is still on, continuing. And just know that we are thinking of you and love you. Bye, family.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Princess Warriors in Sherland, southeastern Washington. Just got through listening to the Daily Audio Bible Chronicle. I'm doing all five of the readings this year, first time. Anyway, just wanted to mention to say thank you to Jill for letting the Lord speak to you about today's reading, about loving ourselves, loving others as we love ourselves. Really spoke to me this morning that in this day and age, God is love. He's a God of justice also, but God of love. There are so many who need his love, many that are lost. Thank you, Jill. God bless. Thank you, Brian, whole heart and family. And Ezekiel, thank you. You're ministering to me also. God bless. God be with you, DAB family. God is in control. Have a good day and a good weekend. God bless. Bye.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Paula calling from Albuquerque. Just finished listening to the podcast for today, February 19th. Just want to lift up a couple of people. Melissa from Alabama, lifting you up, sister. It was so good to hear your voice, lifting up those prayer requests with you and for you. The young man that called from Massachusetts, you keep being who you need to be in Christ for your friend. I can't tell you how many people the Lord has pruned out of my life because just what you said, we cannot be everything to them. We can't change them. It has to be the Lord. So lift them up in prayer. Father God, I just come before you and ask that you move in this person's life, in this time of uncertainty and crazy behaviors, and just the stuff that the evil one is putting in everyone's mind, Lord. I lift all of us up, Lord, but specifically this young man from Massachusetts, and I just ask that you help him to be who he needs to be in you for his friend, so that eventually his friend will come back to you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this ministry, Brian, Jill, and your family, and all those behind the scenes. I just love you all so much. This is how I start my day. I wake up with family. I may be single, and yes, I'm in a relationship, but I know that I get to wake up every day and talk to my family. I love you all. Have a blessed week.
Good morning, everybody. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. And today I'd like to pray for the lady who called in on the 19th of February. I didn't catch her name, but she's the gal who has been homeless for a year and hurt herself. I think it was January 7th. And dear sweetheart, I can't imagine your pain, your emotional and physical pain. And I just lift you up before the Lord and say, Abba, Father, take her in your arms and hold her there, safe and secure. Supply her every need, whether it's through unemployment or compensation. But dear God, know that you let her know that you love her in a very tangible way, and provide, dear God, so that she can rest and recover. I pray, dear Lord, that you would leave footsteps before her that she can walk in so clearly, and that she would always look up to you in all circumstances and through all things. Draw her near to you, Father, as you do us all. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hi, dear Yahya Bible. Today is February 19th, my daughter's 36th birthday. And I am Rebecca. I'm going to call a flute player from Michigan. I just want prayer because I'm just feeling mental and emotional, and I'm just feeling like I need some mental, emotional ministry or coverage from COVID. And I need interaction with people, but I just don't know where to hang out, and I know social distancing, we're not supposed to mingle. So I've been asking God for some friends and people to hang out with. But I'm going to go celebrate my daughter's birthday tomorrow with her little girls. Their birthday's June, February 2. So I'm just going to have fun, I hope. So keep me in your prayers, because sometimes I get mental, emotional over this COVID virus, and just talking about it. I just ask God to protect me and plead the blood of Jesus over my life and help me get through it. And I do get croup sometimes from the weather. So, yeah, my head is doing better, but I think I've been very stressed. I just want to have peace in my mind. Thank you. Have a nice day. I hope you all are doing fine. I plead the blood of Jesus over your life, that God will protect you from the COVID virus. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Good morning, TAP family. God bless you all. Oyen, from a newbie, you're a first-time caller. Learn from the DAB on Twitter. God bless you and welcome, welcome, welcome to the family. Marsha, also first time, and you're estranged from your son and your grandson who only live a few minutes away, and you feel like you're mourning a death, but he's alive. Yes, it does feel that way, but I'm going to ask that we all stand in agreement and we just fight for our children and believe that restoration is coming, because I, too, am in there with my estranged daughter and grandchildren. Someone called, it's been a long time since you had a fake family and now engaged and doesn't feel happy because nothing good ever happens. Sweetheart, I am going to tell you that sometimes it feels like that in the valley, but good will happen. You just have to hold on to that belief that good is coming for you in the name of Jesus. Desiree, you were adopted by your aunt. Your mom is an addict. I am sorry, sweetheart, that you're going through all this, and I am believing in the recovery of your parents in the name of Jesus. Someone called, the first time caller responding to, you know, to, you know, your Grace Cherie requesting faith. Share that when you pray for faith, God may put you in a position that forces us to just have faith. Yes, you know, he definitely does that. He's done it to me driving in a snowstorm 3 years ago. Josh, first time, because you were running and couldn't get to his phone. So he heard Isabel calling about a brain problem that reminded him of his premature twin daughter who survived brain bleeds. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Macy, first time, you know, you're 6 years old. God bless you. I love you guys. I'm feeling a little heavy today. Esther.
Hi, my name is Peter. I've been listening to the Daily Audio Bible now for 8 years. Never miss a day. I hear our good friend Brian speak the word of God every day. It enlightens my heart. I hear the prayers and the people crying out for certain things in their life. I come here today in front of you all and pray for my wife. My wife suffers from metastatic melanoma and a rare disease that causes her to bleed. She's almost died twice, and by the grace of God and through prayer, she lived. Today, she's receiving blood, and she received blood Tuesday. She's had over 500 blood transfusions, and yet our hope is strong. The joy in our heart will never fade. For I know the Lord Jesus Christ is always with us. The Spirit of the Lord will always lift us up. And the Lord will never give us more than what we cannot handle. As I pray for you all, when I hear those prayers, and it saddens me sometimes. But I know the Lord is with us all. And we are strong as a family. I thank you, Jesus, to be part of this community, to hear the prayers, to hear the word of God every day in a righteous, loving, caring way. I love you all. And Brian, thank you so much for bringing us together as a community in the world together to celebrate the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
The Dab is a phenomenal platform. I love everything about it. Brian does an amazing job at keeping politics and agendas out of the DAB. And he describes the prayer line as a place where we can come together to pray and encourage one another. It does that in a divine way. There is a fine line, however, between encouragement and advice. Advice can be dangerous if it's not your area of expertise. I'm speaking specifically about the sincere gentleman who calls in with his recommendations on how to treat cancer. I'm saying this with humility, and I hope I'm not misinterpreted. It is not my intention to offend. I do believe that the person in question has good intentions, but may not fully comprehend the implications of his words. What I have to say is through my personal lens as a physician with many years of experience. People with serious diagnoses like cancer are very often scared and vulnerable. The concept of alternative treatment can sound appealing, but to suggest it without scientific understanding is not only unethical, it can be life-shortening. Cancer is an extremely diverse disease. Some cancers are curable, some highly treatable, some not. The situation for each cancer patient is different, and the treatment goals and plans are subsequently unique. The statistics I have heard on the prayer line are not correct. It is not okay to give out misinformation. If you are a person experiencing cancer, do not take your guidance off of the internet or from anyone without expertise. Of course, please pray and know that there are many Christian physicians and other members of the healthcare team who also pray for their patients. Let's keep the DAB prayer line for prayers and encouragement, not advice, especially outside of our expertise. Thanks, and know that this is sent with utmost sincerity and love.
Tamika, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. I have been praying for you over this past year. I have been wondering where you were. You always used to call up and be in distress about your children. And I am lifting you up to the Lord, that all foul, evil, and dark spirits will go away, and that the light of Christ be in your heart. Please call back. It's so awesome to hear from you. Thank you. This is Kira from Denver.
Hey, Debers. This is Kira from Denver. And I wanted to reach out to and encourage desperately seeking Jesus, staying desperately connected to Jesus. And I've been meaning to for a while. I had written it down. I guess I wanted to just get some special prayer or something, or I don't know, but God just keeps putting it on my heart to reach out to you, and haven't heard from you in just a little second, but I just wanted to hope you're doing well, and I wanted to lift you up to God, and just let God fill your heart with his light, with Christ's light. And just know that Jesus has got you, and he's carrying you. And just keep your eyes on him. See, I'm just so not very eloquent. But Lord, please help desperately staying connected to Jesus to stay connected to you. And amen. Hallelujah. And maybe we can meet at some point in time since we're in the same town. But anyway, I love you. Hope you're doing well. And have a very blessed day.
Good afternoon, everybody. I just want to share today. I phoned up Peter, as I do when I come round a little, and I said, how's it going? As he's plastering today, it's a big job, a big ceiling he's plastering. And he said, oh, Helen, it's starting to bubble. And if it bubbles all over, the job's going to be doubled. And I said, well, come on, Pete. Let's sing praises to our God. So when I went, when I came off the phone, I burst into song. The Lord has given a land of good things. I will press in and make it mine. I'll know his power. I'll know his glory. And in his kingdom I will shine. With the high praises of God in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hand, we'll march right on to victory's side, right into Canaan's land. Get up your armor, ye sons of Zion. Get up your armor, let's go to war. We'll win the battle with great rejoicing, and we'll praise him more and more. And I phoned Peter up, and he said, it's worked out! Hooray! Oh, I was just so thankful to the Lord. What a beautiful gift we've been given, the ability to sing when everything else around us in the day comes against us and says, you're going to have a bad day. We say, no, you're not. Our God's won this battle, and we shall sing his praises. Isn't that just wonderful? It so encouraged me. I hope it encouraged you too. Time's ticking away again. Kiss, kiss, everybody. Love, Godsmack.
Hi, guys. This is My Joy Is Full from London. And I want to ask for prayer because today I'm going to go get the COVID vaccine. My dad already had it and he's doing well, so thank God for that. And I don't know, I just get a bit worried. And so no matter how you feel about it, I just ask for your prayer because I feel like this is something I should do. So yeah, I pray everything goes well, that there is no bad reaction, and that, yeah, it strengthens me and I can finally start to leave my house again soon. Yeah, thank you.
Hi, family. This is Soaring on Eagle's Wings from Canada on Friday, February 19th. I listened to the podcast today, and I heard Ethan. You're calling in about your friend Chris, who has walked away from the Lord and making your friendship unhealthy. And so you're thinking you should you walk away from your friend? Yet he was a friend who was with you during school years. He stood by your side when things were difficult. So I'm asking you, is it possible to set up boundaries so that you can still be friends? Because to me, friendship and loyalty go hand in hand. The only thing I say is, if your relationship with Christ is being affected, then that's the time to walk away. But in all things, you keep praying for him and let him see how much you love him and you're concerned. I'll be praying along with your family, other family members here on DAB. Janet from UK, your mom in the States has cancer and your other siblings aren't there for her. So now you're going to be traveling to the States to be with her. I am praying for you during your flight. I pray you'd have a safe flight over and you would be able to help your mom through all of this, to be there by her side. So, Lord, you see these two persons who have called in for prayer today. You know everything about them. You know about Ethan and the concern for his friend, Chris. Open Chris's eyes to let him see that he's wandering down the wrong pathway. Be with Janet. Heal her mom. Touch her mom in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray that friendship be restored, that love will hold things together. Hear my prayer.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and I have a praise report. My mammogram results came back normal, and there is no suspicious activity there to be concerned with, so I praise his name for that. And I just want to lift up anybody that is starting or has their own business for dealing with people trying to hack accounts or cause problems with your earnings and sales or anything like that. I just pray the name of Jesus to be covering those activities and rebuke the enemy in these situations, that our finances, our businesses are protected by our almighty hand of God. And Melissa, I heard your message at the end of today's broadcast. You said that your illness has caused you from being able to go to church, and I know what that feels like from dealing with the recovery from the hip surgeries. And I use my daily audio Bible, the chronological, the Psalms, the Proverbs, and now Ezekiel's. And I have a friend that was a youth leader years ago in my church that has now become, has his own church now. And I've been watching his church services online. So I encourage you to, if you can, to find an online Facebook Live posting from a minister that you can follow, because I know how out of touch you feel, because I've been out of my church for quite a while now.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is my joyful from London, and I have now had my COVID vaccine, and so far, so good. So thank God for that, and continue to pray for that. But I wanted to call in to pray for the people in Texas right now, because just it's all mad. So, yeah, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you help everybody who's lost something in this storm, that you provide for them, that you send helpers to them, that you shelter them and love them, that you keep them warm, Lord, like every provision that you can give them and support them, just help, let people, like, tug at people's hearts to just help and to just love on everybody from Texas and to support them and just, like, in the relief of it all, like, just help them, Lord. Help people rebuild homes, help people mend their homes and their lives and everything that seems to have been taken from them in this storm. Like, we just pray for every single family that's been affected, every single family that's dealing with a flood, every single family that's just too cold. Like, Lord, we just ask you to step into that. For in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. This is for my precious sister Pamela from Pennsylvania. A promise to meet every need. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27:14. The God you trusted in the past is the one who's faithful still. Trust him now with all your heart to be working out his will. There's nothing that you're facing which takes him by surprise. All the things concerning you have not escaped his eyes. His grace has been your covering to every circumstance. Everything will work out for good. Nothing is by chance. Let your faith abide in him, just like a mustard seed, and you will find his promise true to meet your every need. Wait on God to do his work in his perfect time and way. The answer may seem slow just now, but he will not delay. One day, you'll see the wisdom that led you from the start was given by your Father's love to draw you to his heart. Wait for the Lord. Be strong, my sister. Take heart and wait for the Lord. Psalm 27:14. His footsteps, my pathway. Love you, sis. Praying for you. God bless. Thank you, Brian, for this podcast. Bless you all, family of God. Enjoy a beautiful weekend. Bye for now.